about.
What is this?
This is where all the magic happens.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
It's 3 a.m. and the phone's ringing in the White House. Who do you want to answer that call? Hillary Clinton?
Hello? The Situation Room? I'll be right there. Oh, it's for you.
Yes. From now on, it's always for me.
Or Donald Trump?
Not now. I'm on Twitter. Oh, and put my name on the Lincoln Memorial. Make Chris Christie eat a worm just for laughs. Disband NATO and make me some scrambled eggs in a gold plate.
And now...
Butthole Pucker.
When you talk like that, I'm tempted to ring for Nanny and have you put to bed with no supper.
Our feature presentation.
That was ugly.
Good morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Wednesday, the 10th of August.
Allie's the one who's talking about buttholes puckering.
I don't... think I was.
She seems to spend a lot of time on that area of the body.
She does.
I don't
know what the story
what
is
you're saying.
There.
Is it butt stuff?
Nothing we can do about it, but the Second Amendment folks might take care of it, so we'll be good.
Wow.
Right?
Honestly.
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 Right? Kevin, you don't watch the news because you're a kid.
Right.
But you know what we're talking about.
No, I have no idea.
Really?
No.
Oh.
Really?
Oh.
It surprises you still?
A little bit, because this is a big story.
It's a big one. We'll talk about it later. We don't want to get bogged down now in the nonsense, but you'll be amazed,
okay.
I think, by this one. Hey, what do you guys think of these cafes that have themes to them? Like you go in and they have cats or owls. Or that sort of thing. Novelty cafes. Any interest?
No.
None for me. I don't want to go somewhere where cat hair might be on a scone. That disturbs me a bit.
A cat scone?
A scone.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I see what the point is there are, on any given block in a major city, there's a half a dozen places you can pop in to buy coffee. So you're looking for an edge. You're looking for some way to differentiate yourself from others. There's a blobfish cafe, by the way, in London, I think.
What's a blobfish?
A blobfish is considered the world's ugliest fish, and they have a bunch of them in tanks. And that's their draw.
So everybody sits around and just goes, ha, 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 look how ugly.
Boy, is that
one.
Wow, that's an unattractive fish. I would never date that fish.
Right, what? Well, now there's a lot of talk about an oddly themed cafe startup that is due to come to London in December, if this is true. The person behind the idea has launched a website. He's a businessman named Bradley Charvet. He has a launch date of December 5th for a cafe in Geneva, Switzerland, and another one in London around the same time. It is a Felicio Cafe.
How exactly does that work?
It is a Felicio Cafe that they say is coming to the Paddington neighborhood. And what happens is you go in, and it's also advertised as Europe's most expensive coffee because it costs you $67 for a cup of coffee.
Wow.
What do you get with the coffee?
Great question.
Well, it is a Felicio Cafe.
Right.
So the cafe involves customers choosing what they're called hostesses from an iPad selection. It is currently just being set up for men, but the website states they are considering to propose a service for female customers as well.
Cream or no cream?
Cream!
Oh!
It'll be a cafe like others, but with booths for shy people, Mr. Charvet told the Independent newspaper.
No!
They put a blindfold on them?
Otherwise, my understanding is it's going to be, you will just be sitting at a long row, with a table, basically, and you sit in a chair, and then the ladies are underneath you.
That's going to be... quite something to
well,
check
it
out.
Is. Right. Now, I don't know all the laws in England, but I think prostitution is illegal there, so I don't know how they're going to get around that. But I would imagine there are lots of countries where this would be a legal thing, including perhaps Switzerland. I don't know.
Should be a legal thing here.
Shouldn't.
Right?
You think so?
Sure.
You guys would be having so much coffee.
I would drink so much coffee.
Coffee again?
Sir, this is the fifth time today.
Here's what it says, by the way, on their website. They actually have their own website. The coffee, it says it's a good coffee selected by experts.
Like it matters.
Cappuccino or Rosetto, it's up to you.
Is he talking about the coffee?
He's talking about the coffee,
who cares?
Right.
And then there's the fellatio, and they have a very tasteful photograph of a woman eating a banana. Well, licking a banana. To accompany your coffee, what's better than a good relaxing indulgence practiced by professional – I don't know if I can say that.
Sure.
For the modest amount of 60 pounds, you're now ready for a good day's work. So that's what they're talking about.
I mean,
Fellatio Cafe. Drinking your coffee while getting relaxed by a wonderful hostess is not a dream.
So you
want to get relaxed is what you do when you step in. That's what they call it.
All right. This can't be real, can it?
I don't know. I can't. I mean.
First of all, it can't be real. And second of all, God, I hope so. I hope it is.
I mean, like I said, I've
always wanted to go to London, and maybe now's the time.
Really?
This
would
be right around December 5th.
Really?
Yeah, it's strange. I have that.
I feel like it would run afoul of British law, but that doesn't mean, as I said, it doesn't mean it wouldn't work in other. I mean, it would certainly work in the Netherlands, for instance, right?
Sure.
I would think it would be legal there. So anyway, Fellatio Cafe, we'll see if that happens, and we'll see if somebody gets the bright idea to bring it to America.
I love it. I would support it. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin DeBeecho, shall we?
All right, this is not a productive conversation.
Magic blows.
It doesn't.
That's all I know.
How can you say that about an entire field of entertainment?
I mean, there are obvious exceptions to every rule.
Right.
But this is, maybe there's two exceptions out of the entire magic world.
There are people
because magic blows.
Do things that you'll never figure out how they do it for the rest of your life. Amazing feats.
What's the difference between you and I?
In front of your eyes.
Hold on. I would sit there and I would watch them and I'd go, wow, how do they do that? And then I would never give it another thought.
Right.
I wouldn't try and figure it out for the rest of my life.
Well.
You wouldn't set aside time each day?
I really wouldn't.
Really?
No.
Huh.
I don't think so.
Okay.
So anyway, we'll talk about that today. We've got the Bachelor in Paradise report. Two nights, Monday and Tuesday night, there was a Bachelor in Paradise.
Lots to catch up on.
The Pitbull of Comedy, Bobby Slayton, will be joining us in studio. We have another Olympic roundup, some pretty good stories. Did you guys see the diving pool that just turned green?
I did.
Oh my God.
And then the authorities were just like, it's all good. It's all safe for everybody.
We're not sure what it is, but
that was weird.
We don't know why it's green, but we're pretty sure it's healthy.
Oh God.
By the way, I hope in your roundup we'll talk about the guy who won a medal in judo last night. I think he won the silver medal. I can't remember what country he's from. And then he went down to Copacabana Beach to celebrate, and he got beat up and mugged.
No.
Yes.
Did they take his medal?
Yeah. Nope. He still had his medal. He did lose his wallet, but he does still have his medal. But he did post a photo of him with his face all bashed in.
Oh,
no. That's pretty sweet. You would think that a guy. Yes.
Come on.
You would think that he would be unmuggable.
I don't think that's a thing.
I don't think that's a thing either. But if it was, this guy would be
it. Yeah.
But that's the amazing kind of story that's happening down in Brazil right now.
There's something called a dumpster pool in Philadelphia that we found out yesterday from Ralph.
We were doing dumpster diving yesterday. People who eat out of the dumpster. This is something else.
People who swim in a dumpster.
Ooh,
and it's been outlawed by Philadelphia because there's just too many people doing it. It's too hazardous. So that's coming up this morning as well. And Bean, Mr. Bad Example.
Oh, wow.
How dare you?
Oh, wow.
It's back and I can't wait.
Yeah.
I'm not the bad example guy.
Yeah, you are, by definition.
We'll decide it in exactly a half an hour.
I am like an Old West cowboy that rides a dolphin.
Right there.
Right.
Good night.
That's our point.
Yeah!
We will take a break. We'll come back with the showbiz beat. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 5:53.
That means it's time for our first look at the showbiz beat here on a Wednesday. Hi, Ralph Garman.
Sorry. The band just caught me by surprise.
They're enthusiastic.
They're a little strong.
They're extra happy this morning.
Crazy. Delighted to see you, apparently.
Yes. What's up, boys and girls, children of all ages? Great news. Yesterday, if you saw the announcement or not, but our boys Tenacious D are bringing back their music and comedy festival, Festival Supreme.
Yay!
All right.
It's coming back for its fourth year, and yesterday Jack Black and Kyle Gass released their list of some of the notable names.
Amazing, as always.
That will be performing maybe the best lineup ever.
How
and this show
it?
Has always had both huge stars and then smaller, interesting musical acts and comedians. And maybe it's just personal taste, but this lineup is just spectacular. Not only will Sarah Silverman be performing, Fred Armisen, Maya Rudolph, Tim Heidecker and Eric Andre, Garfunkel and Oates, some of the returning acts that will be performing.
Sam, the Armenian comedian.
No, I don't believe he made the cut this year.
No.
The Vandals, Jenny Slate. And then the big names. A little act known as Flight of the Conchords.
Yes.
Will be getting together to provide their patented brand of comedy and music. Then you got a gentleman named Weird Al, I believe his name is. Weird Al. Who will be performing.
Not familiar.
And returning to the stage, Patton Oswalt will also be part of the new musical festival.
Unbelievable.
So it's very, very impressive. Apparently this is where Flight of the Conchords will be kicking off their summer 2016 tour, which will expand after this event to Houston and Dallas and Phoenix and Los Angeles. So if you want tickets, you can visit the Festival Supreme website. I believe Friday at 10 a.m. our time is when those tickets go on sale.
So. That is correct. And the show is October 29th.
Okay, there you go. So all your deets, as the kids say.
Starts at noon. Each act has an hour.
No, I don't think that's
the dressing rooms are about 12 by 20.
I don't know if you're mocking it, but I thought the date of the show might be worth mentioning. I didn't think that was serious information.
We are. Don't get butt hurt. We're just having fun. Just enjoying ourselves. It's not cute when you pout.
Right.
We're not pouting.
We'll have a good time. A little bit. A little bit jarring.
I thought mentioning the date would be helpful for our listeners.
It was, of course.
I didn't think that was me adding too many.
We're just having a little fun. We're just trying to make entertainment. That's all. Sorry, man. We'll keep it straight. We'll play it straight from now on.
His message is being a loud-mouthed dick.
Right?
Do you all have a copy of Action Comics number one, the first appearance of Superman? You guys all have that? Yeah, mm-hmm.
of course.
Yeah.
Maybe you want to.
Doesn't everyone?
You might want to think about letting that go, but maybe putting that up for auction. This maybe is the most famous comic book in the world. It is the debut of a character named Superman. Happened back in 1938. As you can imagine, they're pretty rare, these comic books. One pops up every once in a while. One came up for auction this week. It was a kind of a crappy issue. You know, they rate them, comic books, on a scale of 0 to 10. 10 being mint. Mm-hmm. 0 being... This was a 5.5 on that scale.
Ugh. I wouldn't bother.
Right?
Right.
Cracked spines, probably got some chips, probably some loose pages. Probably the pages are yellowed. Ugh.
No interest.
That copy.
So $100?
Yeah, that sold for $956,000 at auction.
Wow!
This week, almost $1 million.
Oh my God!
Yeah, it cost 10 cents when it was on newsstands 78 years ago.
So good investment.
That's a good investment.
Okay.
Oh, I need that time machine that I've been building in my garage.
Have you been building it?
Well, I've been thinking about it.
Oh, okay.
I've been thinking about a time machine. Been thinking about a garage, really.
Sure. Hey, Ralph. Approximately how many Action Comics number one are there in the world today?
23.
Really? That's all?
I have no idea, man.
Oh, okay.
Just throwing numbers out there.
Because nobody knew at the time, you know, when they bought it. They just thought, oh, it's just another comic book. Most people probably didn't have the foresight to hang on to it.
Here's the problem with pre-World War II comic books is that during the Second World War, there was a shortage of paper goods because a lot of those things were going off to be shipped overseas for the fighting men. And so what they would do is have paper drives where people would collect up their scrap paper, newspapers, comic books, magazines, bundle them together, and then they would recycle that. And so a ton of pre-World War II comic books went that route, and so that's another reason why they're so rare. Probably more information than you wanted, but there you go, for what it's worth. And congratulations to Megan Fox and Brian Austin Green. They are new parents for the third time. Megan gave birth to a baby boy last Thursday. So please, everyone, welcome Journey. Journey.
Journey.
Journey. Mm-mm. To the tribe. Welcome, Journey. Hey, Journey.
The name is Journey?
It's Journey.
Mm-hmm.
He joins his brothers Noah and Bodie. Journey, Noah, and Bodie. Wow. just open a spa now and employ them because no one else will.
I don't believe I've ever heard of a person named Journey before. That's a new name for me.
Yeah. That's Journey River Green. I'm sorry, I forgot his middle name. I don't want to leave
that. Wow.
Journey River Green. Well,
indeed.
The wheel in the sky keeps on turning, right?
Look, if Megan Fox is going to let you put a baby in her, you let her name it whatever she wants.
And didn't they go their separate ways, two of them?
Not yet. Yeah. There were rumors to that fact, but apparently they are still together, hugging, squeezing.
With their open arms? Mm-hmm. That is sweet.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Antonio Banderas is 56 years old today. Kevin, your wallmate, Michael Biv Bivens. Biv, your buddy Biv, your wallmate. Your co-star on The Wall.
So sad the day
wall
you saw
of
that.
Fame.
Did you see it or someone called?
I saw it.
You saw it.
Minding my own business, just trying to get a freaking Jamba Juice.
Yeah.
And I walk into the Jamba Juice like, oh, have you seen our Wall of Fame? No, I haven't. What's that? Well, these are all our high-powered celebrities who have signed our Jamba Cups. And I look out there and there's Bell, there's Biv, there's DeVoe, and then there's Kevin Ryder.
That's awesome.
Yeah. There was only one person that day that asked and no one else cared. I was like, I don't know. I mean, really?
Kevin's right there next to Biv. There's Bell, there's Biv, there's Kevin. I don't even know if DeVoe made the wall, quite frankly. The wall of the Jamba Juice Wall of Fame, which is pretty much the highest honor you
it
can
really
get
is.
In the world of smoothies. Jamba Juice Wall of Fame. What's wrong with you? Justin Theroux's 45. Angie Harmon's 44. Josh Gates. Love Josh Gates. Good boy. Nice man. Good fella. 39 years old today. And Kylie Jenner celebrates her 19th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
All this week here on our show and throughout the day at K-Rock, we are handing out these Park Hopper passes for Disneyland and Disney California Adventure. And thank you so much for listening to Ryan Gilver from Simi Valley. You just won yours. And we got more coming up all throughout the morning. Go to KRock.com for another chance to win and get more information.
We noticed something not too long ago about our man Bean, and that's that he tries to help out the conversation by giving examples. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times they're not good.
Yeah, they're random.
Yeah, they're random and they're weird, and all of us stop for a second and go, what are you talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about now. I
How
don't even
is this
understand
helping?
What you're even suggesting.
And that's why we're bringing to you Mr. Bad Example.
He's Mr. Bad Example.
He really sucks.
He's Mr. Bad Example.
Such a schmuck.
He's Mr. Bad Example.
You'll see what we mean.
He's Mr. Bad Example.
His name is Bean.
Look, I don't know what you've got today. But you know what it's like. You're having a conversation. You're trying to make it clear. And you just reach for whatever you can that kind of
right.
makes sense.
But where you reach is unavailable to everyone else in the world. Because it doesn't really help.
Like what?
Like Ralph was talking about somebody who wore a white dress that wasn't the bride to a wedding.
Yeah.
And you tried to help out. The story is she wore a white dress to a wedding.
I did hear that
Boom.
Part. I did hear
That's
that part.
That's it.
That's the facts, Jack.
Right. But for all I know, it was a patriotic themed wedding, and the girl next to her was wearing red. The girl on the other side was wearing blue.
I mean, one of those patriotic themed weddings.
Man, I'm so
just
tired
saying,
of those.
I'm saying there may be another reasonable explanation that has not yet.
Did
been
you say
again.
that was a reasonable explanation?
Well, I'm just throwing it out
another
there.
Another one of those patriotic themed weddings.
Just throwing it out there as an example of something that.
And may another happen. Great example too, by the way.
He's Mr. Bad Example.
Seriously.
How many patriotic weddings have you been
Bean
to?
Bean doesn't go to weddings. That's the problem.
How many have you heard of?
Maybe not too many. But you don't know, man.
You
we
don't
do know.
Know.
We do know that's a terrible example.
All right. You know what? I'm going to give you that.
Oh, nice.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
He's Mr. Bad Example.
That was not a good example.
That was not
textbook grade.
That was also a 3, and this is a 10 coming up.
All right.
Ralph is talking to Allie, and I don't even remember why, but he's saying, why would you come back? You got over the wall. You escaped.
Right.
And then Bean jumps in with another. Really, this might be the best example ever.
Why'd you come back, Allie? You were over the wall.
I know.
You had your shot. You were free as a bird.
It's like Stockholm Syndrome.
You don't reverse in the tunnel and go... climb back into the prison.
You don't reverse in the tunnel. What the hell?
What's happening?
It's just the worst.
Not cool.
He's Mr. Bad Example.
Okay,
what?
Now that
made complete and total sense.
Right, but here's my favorite part, is that the example that Ralph gave very succinctly is you are already over the wall and free.
Right. Right.
Boom! The jailhouse one is done.
Okay.
Now, Bean goes back to the jailhouse, but makes it much more complex.
Now you're in the tunnel trying to get out. And you're halfway out.
But
and
you,
you
can't
turn
around because it's a tunnel, so you just back out. That was his example.
I don't know that I added...
He's Mr. Bad Example.
I don't know that I added anything to what Ralph had already said so well.
Dr. Drew quit Loveline, and that's a shame. But Allie brings up a pretty good example of maybe how he could continue.
I feel like maybe Dr. Drew should come in here and do Loveline with us.
Really?
Yeah, like random days. Just
show up?
Yeah.
Okay. And then just say, hey, who has anal warts? And then have people call in and that's what we do.
We talked about this.
I'd rather not.
I don't know why it was the first thing I thought of, but I guess it's just that's the kind of thing they do on Loveline. So.
Sure.
He's Mr. Bad Example.
What's happening? I'm not positive.
What just happened?
What is happening?
That was weird.
Okay.
Okay.
So you're saying anal warts maybe shouldn't be the first
call. Well, I'm saying this.
It was your go-to.
It's also not really how a Loveline works. They sort of open up the phones. They don't go, hey, tonight we're going to focus on that.
Okay. All right. So that was or was not a good example?
Mr. Bad Example.
Understood.
We're doing a game. Ralph asks a question, and the listener comes up with the answer before Ralph is even finished with the question.
Uh-huh.
And then Bean has a bad example.
She was a...
Miss Marvel.
There you go, Miss Marvel.
Wow.
Well done.
Damn, Daniel.
No time for our nonsense.
Let's got a train to catch or something.
You are going.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Richard.
Got a train to catch.
Or something. Just saying, busy man. Got to move on.
He's Mr. Bad Example.
Come on, Bean. How many people do you know have a train to catch? Is that like 1950s?
You're suggesting of all the things he's in a hurry to do.
He's in a hurry. How does has a train to catch go right to the top?
Okay, maybe not. Maybe that's not.
Mr. Bad Example.
I see your point on that one.
All right. We were talking about the guy who flew, I think, to China to meet a woman that stood him up. He was stayed in the airport for how long?
10 days.
10 days he was in the airport waiting, and she never showed up. And she is a scammer. And Bean has another example of this type of thing.
Another theory is just that it was never a relationship, and she's got 100 guys just like this all over the world, and she's probably just scamming, trying to get them to send money or jewels or presents or whatever,
jewels.
Like the ladies do.
A lot of times I'm like, hey, will you send me a bobble?
Right, exactly.
I need some jewels.
Yes. He's Mr. Bad Example.
Well, that's possible. That is possible.
Yes. No, because there's no scam where they say, hey, send jewels.
Right, but if you're
we'll meet later.
If you're pretending to be in a romantic relationship on the internet, you can see how you could get a guy to fall in love with you and then, hey, send me diamonds. No?
No!
Okay.
And why would you call it jewels like you're a pirate?
All right, then we took an Afro call.
Oh, come on, there can't be more.
I have two more, and I had to cut it way down last night when I was editing it. Somebody called in on the Afro line and talked about the sexy music that I play.
Oh, yeah.
And then Bean was giving an example of how I use this music.
Sometimes Kevin feels like he has to make a non-sexy thing sexy, and this is how he does it.
Sometimes.
Not. Right. What are you talking about, Bean? You don't know anything, man.
We'll be talking about, Allie and I'll be having a serious conversation about chemotherapy or something, and Kevin will be like, ooh, this is gonna make you sexy. So sexy with your bald head.
That's a terrible example.
I'm
just saying, stop doing it.
That's a terrible example.
Well, then stop trying to make unsexy things sexy.
But I'm not playing it behind people who
He's Mr. Bad Example.
Okay, but in case, I'm intentionally looking for the least sexy thing ever to point out how inappropriate it is that you play that music.
So your example is something that I never would have done ever.
Possibly, yes.
Oh, God.
Okay.
That was exhausting.
All right, we have one more.
Oh, dear God.
This is a fundraiser for Hillary Clinton.
All right.
It cost $33,000, and we were just trying to guess, like, what type of person would pay that and why they would do it. But I assume that most of these people aren't us. Like, for them, I assume the people that will show up, 33,000 doesn't really make that big a difference.
But don't you think the reason you pay that, and I don't want to go off on a tangent here, but the reason you pay that is because you want to whisper into her ear, hey, coal mining is great, or whatever it is, whatever your issue is.
No, that doesn't get done at these events.
No, okay.
What they're going for is to post on their Instagram or their Facebook that they were there and to be part of Hillary's team. That's it. Okay.
First thing that came to your mind was coal mining is great.
It did.
Am I Mr. Bad Example or am I not Mr. Bad Example?
You are Mr. Bad Example. Yeah. He's Mr. Bad Example.
His name is Bean. Maybe it's because there's not that much to do in Iceland, but for such a tiny country with such a small population, they sure produce a lot of musicians, don't they? Like that band right there, Kaleo?
They do.
A lot of good stuff comes out of Iceland. All right, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show here on a Wednesday morning. Kevin, you did or did not see the latest Donald Trump controversy?
I don't watch the news because I'm a kid.
All right, here's the thing. Donald Trump is the nominee for president in November. You heard about
what?
That, right? Yes, yes. The guy from The Apprentice is running for president, and a lot of people really like him. But he has a little bit of a he's got a little bit of a loose tongue. He's a little bit of talking off the top of his head when he gets in front of a big crowd. And sometimes he does not do himself any favors. So they kind of rebooted the campaign and said, from now on, you're going to see a smarter Donald Trump out there on the campaign trail.
Doesn't he have to be smarter for that to happen?
He is going to he's going to stick to the script, and he's going to be on teleprompter. And they did that one day. And then the next day, Donald Trump said, and I don't blame him, by the way, because that's boring to get up there and read a speech and say what the man wants you to say. You want to say what you want to say. So yesterday, Donald Trump decided he was just going to wing it. And in winging it, he made a comment that a lot of people are interpreting as a call to assassinate Hillary Clinton.
I'm sorry, what?
You with me? A call to assassinate Hillary Clinton.
Was this in the news?
It was in the news, yes. Because if she becomes president, Kevin, of course, this is a big concern anytime you vote for the top of the ticket, is this is the person who's going to be appointing Supreme Court justices, and that has a lot of effect on a lot of things in the country for a lot of people. So here's the comment in context.
Hillary wants to essentially abolish the Second Amendment. By the way, and if she gets to pick... If she gets to pick her judges, nothing you can do, folks. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is. I don't know.
Well, the Second Amendment people, if you got them,
wow,
then there is something they can do.
Wow.
What do the Second Amendment people have in common? Guns.
Yeah. Wow. Right.
So, a lot of people are like, dude, uncool, right? Like, even if...
Did anyone say, dude, uncool?
A lot of people said, dude, uncool. And even if that's not what he meant, don't say it in that way because it is easily misinterpreted by a nut job out there who may look at that as a call for violence. Now, you could argue that that's unlikely to happen.
Right, but I don't care necessarily even whether you like him or don't like him. I don't think any candidate should ever say that.
No.
And it's clear that that's what it meant. What else could it mean?
Let's find out. It's time for the Trump date.
Sit down.
Donald J. Trump, the next president of the United States, joins us on the phone on K-Rock right now. Hi, Mr. Trump.
Hello, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
We're doing great. How are you today?
I couldn't be better.
Really?
The campaign is going great.
Really?
I'm hearing from a lot of people saying the campaign has never been better, and people can't wait for me to be president.
Okay, well, you're sinking in the polls. You're down by at least 10 in almost every major poll.
But I am not down by 20.
Okay, well, right. That's an optimistic way. Okay. All right, I suspect that people, you're going to tell us that people are misinterpreting your comment about
Sit
Mrs.
down.
Clinton yesterday. Right?
Sit down with this. Unbelievable that people would take what I'm saying and try to twist it into this way. It's unbelievable.
Well, what did you mean when you said the Second Amendment people might have a way to take care of the problem?
Well, listen, the Second Amendment people, they can take care of Hillary Clinton. What I'm saying.
Right.
Right, but that sounds like you're encouraging them to shoot her.
Oh, sit down. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying they can, as a very powerful voting bloc, okay? These people like to get together and vote as a group, the NRA, and talk about who are some great people, by the way.
Right.
There are a lot of people in the NRA, and they're great.
Right.
All right.
They can get together and vote me to be the president, which would keep Hillary Clinton from taking away their guns. That's all I'm saying.
Don't you think you could have said something along those lines instead of what a lot of people think is a veiled threat?
It's what I did say, and now people are trying. The liberal media is trying to change it, trying to twist it and make it into something awful.
Well, you did say, like you were saying, once she's president, she's going to put people on the Supreme Court, and there's nothing you can do about it. And
right.
Except for the Second Amendment. So she's already
people,
in your example, she's already president. There's no vote now.
I'm just trying to say that there's no way, if Hillary Clinton becomes president, there's no way you can stop her, except maybe wait for her to walk through a crosswalk and hit her with a tractor trailer.
Okay, how do I misinterpret that?
I'm talking about the Teamsters, the truck drivers, as a block, as a voting block.
Right, but you said run her down in a crosswalk with a vehicle.
But you know what I meant. This is a joke.
Right, joke.
There's no way to stop Hillary Clinton unless you set her campaign bus on fire.
Don't say that. No, you don't want somebody to actually set her bus on fire.
I mean for the National Firemen Association to get together and vote for me. That's what I'm saying.
I feel like that's not what you're saying.
Listen, I'm saying if you don't want Hillary Clinton to be president, you should probably put a time bomb in her car. That's what I'm saying.
What?
Okay. Now, how else can we interpret that other than put explosives in Secretary Clinton's car?
I'm talking about the clock and watch lobby. The people who make timepieces.
Is that a lobby?
Yes.
Really?
Huge. Huge block of voters. They all vote together. All the people who make watches.
I see.
I don't think you believe what you're saying.
The only way to stop Hillary Clinton, really, is to push her out of an airplane with no parachute, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
All right.
And by that, I'm talking about the FAA and the pilots union, of course.
Okay. Right.
They always vote together. Mm.
So six times in a row now, we've misinterpreted what
you've said. Absolutely.
It's our fault.
I'm saying if you want to stop Hillary Clinton, you can tie 100-pound weights to her feet and drop her in the ocean. That's what I'm saying.
That's just suggesting murder, Mr.
Trump. No, that's ridiculous. I'm talking about the fishermen, all the fishermen out there who work in the ocean.
I see. Okay.
I'm saying you should drop a piano on Hillary Clinton.
All right. Why would you suggest that?
The Musicians Union is a big, big one.
I see.
All right. Or you can smear Velveeta all over her and drop her into a vat of rats.
What?
Smear Velveeta all over her and then drop her into a vat of rats.
What union is that?
It's not a union, but PETA. PETA loves to feed animals. They're great. I know a lot of people in PETA, and they're terrific, and they like to feed animals. So we should feed rats.
I think it may be time to go back to the teleprompter, Mr. Trump.
I'm saying we should stake her over a carpenter anthill and pour honey on her head.
Okay. You've given us a lot of thought, haven't you?
I have. And I think that way all the ants that vote can... I got nothing for that.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 6:51.
A couple of really fun things to look forward to on this morning's program. Our old friend Bobby Slayton, the Pitbull of Comedy, with a return visit coming up right after the top of the hour. And then at 8 o'clock, Ralph, you and P back together again, recapping Bachelor in Paradise for us.
Yeah, two nights worth.
Can't wait. Looking forward to that. It's all on the way.
Right now it's time for the Showbiz Beat. Here's Ralph.
I want to give everybody a heads up, besides returning this week to the Kevin and Bean Show, Kevin Smith and I are also returning to the stage, bringing Hollywood Babylon back. We are doing it on Saturday this week, Saturday at the Improv on Melrose, the original Improv. Kevin Smith and I with Hollywood Babylon take a look at all the week's entertainment news, and we also have a good time talking about, I can't say the things that we talk about on stage, but Kevin gets baked, I get drunk, we have a good time. Come on out and see us. It's 10 p.m. on Saturday night at the Improv on Melrose. You can go to improv.com for more details and to get...
Can I say hell no?
No, you can't, sir, because we all have a good time. And I think you would, too, if you give us a chance. What do you say, sir?
No.
That's what I thought. I don't know if you guys are like me. You're having a hard time deciding what to get Mariah Carey as a wedding gift.
She's getting married again?
Yeah, she's going to get married to James Packer.
Oh, all right.
Billionaire James Packer.
Okay.
They're getting married soon, and it's just...
feel the need to get them a...
Oh, sure, I want to get them something.
All right.
I want to wish them well in their new journey together as man and wife. And I'm just... They seem like they've got everything. What do you get the couple that has everything? I don't know if you heard or not, but Mariah and James just got their own his and hers yachts.
Well, isn't because like you don't want to be on the same
right.
yacht.
Well, you know, what if you get bored with the one yacht, then you've got the other one right next door.
But they're
right?
they're going to be newlyweds.
Yes, but...
So they already need their own?
You still need alone time, Kevin, even if you're in a couple. Let's say you went you spent together all week. You spent on James' yacht. She's like, I need a little personal yacht time. Then she goes on to her yacht.
Huh.
Yeah, he just bought her new yacht called the Capri, which has, you know, the usual, a personal chef, a 16-person crew, 6 staterooms. To operate it for 1 week, just to operate it, it costs $340,000.
A week?
Just to operate it, just to take it out for a spin.
Wow.
Wow.
Now, I don't know how much use she will get out of the Capri, because James does have his own little dinghy. He's got a tiny dinghy.
Does he?
Yeah. Yeah. Called the Arctic Pea. The Arctic Pea is the 7th largest privately owned water vessel in the world.
Oh my God.
Wow.
So they'll be enjoying.
So you own a boat like that. It's like running a business, right? Just for a pleasure craft. Because you got to, I mean, a boat that big has got to have dozens of people working on it.
Yes.
Well, Mariah's has 16, so right. his has his to have? Be.
It's got a crew of 4,000 people, wow. from what I read. Yeah.
That just seems like more trouble than it's worth, a boat of that size.
Then don't get one, Bean.
I don't think I will. It's a great tip. I think I'm going to pass.
I think it's a good
tip.
Choice on
That's
your
not
part.
For me.
Hey, did you hear the rumor that Adele might be doing the halftime show for Super Bowl 51?
Very disappointingly, I did hear that rumor, yes.
Why would you be disappointed?
Because he only has one person that he accepts as the halftime
entertainment.
Because
if it's not Weird Al, it shouldn't be anybody. That's why.
I love Adele. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But is she the choice for the halftime
no.
show at the Super Bowl?
No.
I don't feel like she
don't
is.
Don't you need like a high energy, hey, everybody, let's party, put your hands in the air like you just don't care, artist?
She has, rumor has it, she does have that. She has Rolling in the Deep. Those two work.
And that's it.
Yeah.
But
no,
most of her famous...
You need a big stage show. You need explosives. Like, you need it.
Super Bowl 51! Hello?
Yeah. I love her more than most.
Right.
And I just... No.
How was the show, by the way, Allie? Did you enjoy the show?
I couldn't get tickets.
I'm sorry, I thought you loved her more than most.
I do. I actually went online to get tickets both times.
Would you say you love her more than
Sold
Kevin
out.
Loves her?
I think by a million.
By a million
yeah,
percent?
Yeah.
Wow.
But it's not like he went.
No, he wouldn't go because he's not that big a fan.
Stage.
He's not that big a fan of hers, so he wouldn't have gone.
She was pretty good.
What? You went to the...
What?
But you...
What?
But you should...
Because
her,
what?
Yeah.
She...
Yeah.
Because
with
I
thought...
You...
What?
With, he tweeted a picture Friday night that I saw, and I was like, oh, F you so hard. It's like he was sitting on the stage with her.
He does. He did a duet with her. Kevin did a duet.
They did Rumor Has It.
I'm calling you from the other side. And she was singing Skyfall at the time while he was singing that. And it got very awkward.
It didn't last very long.
It got very awkward for everyone.
Well, security took care of that before you got to the second verse. Look, I get why somebody would float Adele's name, because she's one of the biggest entertainers in the world.
Yes.
And she has millions and millions and millions of fans. And
true.
People want to see it. But I agree with you, Ralph. I don't think it's a good fit. Unless she's got something up her sleeve we don't know about.
Yeah. Speaking of which, she was...
Like a happy party song that she's working on?
She's got a rock anthem.
Number.
Rock anthem in the works. By the way, she was in San Jose shopping at the H&M there in San Jose, like you do. Mm-hmm. Apparently, she's big into like discount stores.
Yeah, Target. Everything.
Yeah, she loves Target, H&M. She says when she comes to California, first thing she does is go to In-N-Out and then go
That's
to Target.
Good choice.
Those are the two things, her favorite things to do in California. She was in San Jose and her credit card got declined. You're Adele.
Yeah.
She's the 9th highest paid celebrity in the world,
mm-hmm.
earning $80 million this year, and her credit card was declined.
Do we know why?
Because she's a racist.
What?
And a farter.
I don't like that.
Everybody knows it.
That doesn't make any sense.
Your credit
sense,
card
Ralph.
Can't get declined for either of those reasons.
Yeah, I think it can be flagged for that.
I think it can. Yeah. No word on why it was declined, but she said she was pretty mortified, as you can imagine. And she said, luckily, no one there knew who she was.
That seems
Is that
unlikely.
A joke?
No.
Really?
She claims they didn't know it was her.
Wow.
So. I bet if Honey Boo Boo walked in, they'd know who she was. Not that H&M is a low-rent store by any stretch of the imagination.
Not at
sure
all.
They are wonderful if they're a sponsor.
Allie, you should have gone to the Adele shows. She was just in town for like 8 nights.
Right. She's actually only done 3 nights. She has more.
Well, you'll be going to come.
Yeah,
well,
I have checked StubHubs and other sites
StubHub!
Like that. And maybe.
Do we need to have a bake sale for you?
A little bit.
Let's raise some money.
Petros knows a guy who can get you tickets to anything.
That's right.
You should go. It's good.
Shut up, Kevin.
And you know, Alec Baldwin is kind of known to be cranky.
Yes.
He's got a...
Quite.
He's a bit of a chap ass, mm-hmm. according to most people. But he's got a soft side, too. Nice story in the New York Post this week about the fact that he saw some kids with a lemonade stand on his block there in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And so he bought everyone on that block lemonade.
All right.
Had him deliver lemonade to everybody on that block where the kids were selling lemonade. And then gave the enterprising 8-year-old a $20 tip for his hard work, so... $20, that's it.
Right? That's yeah. what I'm saying.
Come on, Alec. That's some of that match game money. Today's celebrity birthday is Antonio Banderas. He's 56 years old today. Michael Biv Bivens of New Edition and Belle Biv DeVoe. He is 48 years old today.
How about a little poison for next hour, DJ Omar Khan? Come on, let's bring it.
Who's he talking to? Who's being talking to?
Well, I thought maybe Omar might be listening.
He's in here.
Would it be awesome to hear a little Belle Biv DeVoe?
It absolutely would. Especially for Kevin, who, you know, shares the wall of fame at Jamba Juice with Biv. They have all the world's most famous people sign their Jamba Juice cups, and they put them up on the wall of fame. And
Kevin, were you guys
Kevin's
inducted
right, Kevin's right same... next to Belle, Biv, and DeVoe.
Were you guys inducted in the same class? Do
and
you
I
remember,
think
Kevin?
That's those the
yeah,
only
we had
ones
the same
up there.
Ceremony. We had the same ceremony when they
it's
gave
it. It's not really a ceremony.
Don't they give you a jacket made out of wheatgrass or something?
I wish.
And you sign your cup, and they
hey,
put
wait,
you up
did
on,
I
the,
get ripped off?
On the wall of fame.
Does that exist?
If you didn't get your wheatgrass jacket, I think you
I'm
may
I'm going
have,
back.
You should.
So what do you guys do if somebody says, I'm so excited, sign this?
Sign our Jamba Juice
what do
cup
you do?
So we can put you on the wall of fame.
What do you do
I
if
say,
they say,
you are ridiculous.
Right. Seriously, though, sign it.
No.
But really, sign it.
Just
it would mean the world to me.
Give me my Cold Buster and shut up.
All right. I'll write that down.
What you say?
Start being a dick, Kevin, and right. then telling him you're Ralph Garman.
Oh. That's the answer. What you do there?
Would he, I like it.
With the Justin Theroux, actor and husband to
Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston, 45 years old today. Angie Harmon, 44 years old. TV show host Josh Gates turns 39. And Kylie Jenner of the Evil Jenner / Kardashians is 19 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
All right, everybody. Stand back. He's here. The pit bull of comedy, Bobby Slayton.
Oh,
back
boy.
On the Kevin and Bean Show.
Oh, hey, you know, by the way, when you're not in the studio,
you can't start with, by the way. That can't be the first
like,
thing out of your
I
mouth,
I feel like
Bobby.
He just did.
No, because I've been talking for 10 minutes during the song. And so I'm just continuing the conversation, even though
right,
the people at
ahead.
Home in their cars don't know this. One of the guests, you know, comes in here. I mean, last time I came in, I think I brought you gift coupons for Skechers shoes. You didn't get them because you weren't here because it was so nice to
the
me.
The rest of us
and,
did.
Yeah, the rest of you got Skechers.
Yep.
I mentioned them on the air. I don't know why I'm plugging them. I should be talking about BMW because I need a car. I have enough shoes. And then every time I come in here, I go down the street and I bring in a big thing of bagels and you produce a Dave the Mexican. How come you never bring...
He's not Dave the Mexican. As much as he is the king of Mexico.
To me, it's like Bozo the Clown. He's just one of many Mexicans.
Right, now on, he's Dave the Mexican, I'll tell you that.
Well, Dave the Mexican, so every time I come in, he goes, why don't you bring tacos? And I go, because I don't know where the tacos are right now, and I bring all these bagels.
Wait, he complains about bagels?
He complains about bagels. He goes, and then, so this morning I call up and I go, listen, I'm on my way in, I'm bringing some bagels and cream cheese and lox, and I do that. He goes, well, there's a Del Taco across the street. What kind of Mexican would send you to Del Taco and you get these congealed? I don't know if they're a sponsor. No? Okay. Then.
Okay.
Oh, wait, if they sure. are, it's all
no,
great.
It's all great. No, oh. but I'm just saying.
Are
that,
they? Wait, hold.
Yeah. Yes, they
but,
are.
Well, they're fine tacos.
Right.
I'm just saying. But okay, look. By the time they get here, they're cold, and you don't want cold tacos, okay?
Right.
Why is he telling you what to bring in
right.
out of the kindness of your heart?
Because he's a Mexican, and President Trump's going to fix all of this. You'll see.
Yeah,
there'll be
sure.
no more trouble the next time I come in. Next time I come in,
it'll be a lot better.
The show's going to run really smoothly. Oh, by the way.
Well, because Dave will be living in Mexico, apparently, according to Mr. Trump.
By the way, I like that phone call from Trump. I know he was great.
He made a lot of sense, didn't he?
He made a lot of sense. Well, he always makes sense. You know what's amazing? And of course, I am the pit bull of comedy. Trump even offends me. You know how hard it is to offend me?
I didn't think it was possible.
Yeah. I mean, look, we don't have to go over this because I'm sure you talk about him every day. But the fact that he doesn't like Muslims, doesn't like Mexicans, doesn't care for women. I mean, there's bad things about the guy, too. But I like to look at I think the high road when it comes to judging people. I really do.
Hey, Bobby, let me get the plug in real quick because I tend to get steamrolled and then miss it.
All right.
Bobby is in town this week at the Irvine Improv starting tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Then he's got two shows on Friday. Two shows on on Saturday, and then the cleanup show is on Sunday night. That's six big shows tomorrow through Sunday, the Irvine Improv. Tickets are just $21. Show is 21 and up, improv.com. You will have a great time.
Yes,
you
they will.
You don't do a lot of politics in your act, though, Bobby, right?
No, I don't. I don't do a lot of politics. You know why I don't do a lot of politics? Because, first of all, I never cared about politics. And I found that when you start talking about the whole presidential race, you know, I'm going to lose a third of the crowd, no matter what I say to anybody.
Right.
You know, and then some idiot, if I make a Trump joke, some idiot yells out, Trump's great or whatever. And then, look, I can sort of accept the fact that I know people. Ralph said he hangs in more of a liberal crowd, which I like to think I do, too. But I see so many people, so many comics I know, so many smart people I know that are voting for Trump. And I go, with all the things he does and all the things he says, how can you vote for him? And it's not that they like him. They hate Hillary so much. Yes. And Ralph and I were just talking about this. I don't know what she did that was so horrendous that you vote. You know, usually you vote for somebody when you like them. But you're voting
for
this
guy. Don't think that's ever true.
You don't think so?
I think the people who are really excited to vote for somebody scare me.
Yeah.
Because basically it's the lesser of two evils almost every time.
You know what it's like between those two? It's almost like if somebody says you're on a desert island, you either have a Motley Crue album or a Journey album. You go with the Motley Crue. You don't really like it, but you hate Journey so much. Exactly. The Motley Crue would be a better album to have.
Exactly.
Album. That's old I am.
Look it up, kids. Albums. Yeah, they used to be a thing.
You know, and but by the way, when I was driving over here, it sounds like you guys are sponsoring or doing something in Irvine. I heard you mention something in Irvine.
In Irvine.
What are you doing? You just, the last break, you said.
What was it? What could it have been? It wasn't Ralph's. Ralph's at the Hollywood Improv, so that wasn't it. Yeah, I don't know what you might have heard, Bobby.
Well, something's going on in Irvine. Okay. KRQ is solidly behind. So whatever it is, go do that and then come see me. You know, I think. Everybody said, somebody famous once said something like, the more horror that goes on in the world, the more we need comedy.
Yeah, agreed.
Ever since before my time, more when you were a kid, World War II or the Depression, movies, people go to ball games, people want to escape, and now things are so horrible. I don't even know if comedy could help the world anymore.
I mean,
you know what I mean? Things are just so... People need entertainment so badly, they're watching women's volleyball on the Olympics. I don't know how long this crap's going to go on for. Men's water polo. When did this become a sport? It was always it's a game. Men playing water polo.
We have had a lot of conversations this week, Bobby, and a lot of our listeners have waited and said they just can't believe some of the stuff that's in the Olympics because how is it a sport?
Well, you know what's amazing? I don't know if you know this, but men's water polo, those guys basically swim in a pool filled with the tears of their disappointed fathers. So, a lot of people don't know that. So, a little trivia fact that a lot of people don't know about. So,
do you watch any of the Olympics?
You know what? I watched it the other night, and I tweeted this because, you know, I come back from, I was doing a show over the weekend, and I come back, and it's about 11:30, 12 o'clock, and I never watch SNL anymore because it's horrendous. Outside of the Weekend Update, it's just been horrendous for years. And I it's not on, or maybe it was on, but anyway, I see women's beach volleyball on. And I said, I'd rather probably watch this. This is more entertaining than SNL. So, you know, anyway, that's my big involvement. You know, it's like, what's the thing when they not the luge, what's the thing when they, in the Winter Olympics, when they run around with like mental patients with the hockey putt?
Yeah, the curling.
Yeah, the curling.
Yeah, that's your insane. Favorite. That's
we
insanity.
Love the curling. We always
love it,
watch
but
the
because
curling.
Because it's insanity. Because
it's crazy that it
so
exists.
Stupid.
Yeah, well, looking back, you know, maybe I could have done this earlier in my life, but, you know, wind up on a Wheaties box and like Bruce or Caitlin. By the way, I'm not going to call him Caitlin until he chops that thing off, you know?
Whoa!
You know? I think, you know, just because he's got breasts, so what? You know, Dave, your producer, he's got breasts. He's not a woman.
She's a woman. That's why, Bobby.
Oh, really?
Because she's a woman, yes.
Oh, she is a woman. You've accepted that?
I have,
even
yes.
though you still have that genitalia, you're a woman.
She's a woman.
Because you got breasts and you put on makeup.
Well, it's how she identifies.
Okay,
so I don't think it's up to us to say.
Well, then I'm a woman, too. I'm getting breasts, okay? I'll put on makeup. I'm a woman. Okay, you happy? Come see Bobby with an IE. Okay, I'm going to change it from Bobby with a Y to Bobby with an IE. I'll put a little heart over the eye, and then I'll use a transgender bathroom, and everything's fine. You know what? By the way, somebody told me, a friend of mine is a doctor who does these operations now. You know, there was a movie that came out last year called The Danish Girl, based on a true story about a guy, one of the first guys to do that operation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that
mm-hmm.
guy was truly brave. Whatever you want to say about Caitlin, Bruce, whatever. Okay.
Anyone who does that surgery is brave.
But in 1925, the guy died.
Oh,
can you
yeah.
imagine how barbaric and savage and painful it must have been in 1925? And that guy died from it. A friend of mine who does the surgery now says they can actually build a functional vagina in like a day. I wish I knew that 10 years ago. I would have got one for my wife. If I knew, you could just build one of those.
Man.
No, it's too late for me, but I'm telling you guys out there, get one. Yeah, it's like a AAA card. You might not ever use it, but it's nice to have a functional vagina. Like, you keep it in a fanny pack. You're at the airport, you know?
You know, you're positive that's how it works? You can keep it in a fanny pack?
How big can it be? I mean, or they keep it in a backpack. Keep it in an envelope. I don't know. I've never had a. I've never bought one. I don't know what sizes they come in. Maybe it's like a Slurpee. Maybe they come in extra large. I don't know how it works.
The Pitbull of Comedy, Bobby Slate, is here at the Kevin DeBean Show, playing the Irvine Improv Thursday through Sunday. Improv.com to buy your tickets. A quick break. More with our guests right after this on K-Rock.
Bobby Slayton is in the studio with us. And before he came into the studio, we had this conversation. Hey, how do we. Do we bring up what? Because Bobby's wife passed away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Since the last time we had him on, right, yeah.
So we were like, we don't really know how to handle that, and you came right in and addressed it first thing.
Well, because, you know...
By hitting on Ally McKay, by the way, I'd like to say.
Right, I said I'm single now. You know, that's why comedians handle stuff. That's our job. First of all, I want to thank you guys. You know, when my wife died, you know, I know Bean, I heard from you right away, and you sent a card, you sent your condolences, and then a week later, Patton Oswalt's wife died, and I heard you sent him a hooker and Belgian chocolates. But he's a bigger star than I am, so he deserves better gifts. It's a thought that counts, and obviously you thought a lot more about him than you did about me. I don't need a hunker or chocolates, and I'm fine. Don't you worry about me. But the last time I was here, I told you my wife got hit by a car in Mexico, and she was doing okay. She broke her hip.
She was still in the hospital recovering from that when you were last on the show.
Yeah, and a week later she was gone. We're still in the hospital. I don't want to go into the whole thing, but, you know.
What happened, Bobby? She got an infection while she was under care?
Yeah, well, you know, you hear about this all the time. You know, people in hospitals, I mean, you hear about them getting pneumonia and sepsis, which killed the actress Patty Duke a few months ago, and my wife had every symptom, and these idiots in the hospital didn't see it. And my lawyer said to me, look, it's really hard to sue in California, and there's a cap of $250,000. It's hard for patients to win now. And he looked at all the evidence, he looked at all the proof, he looked at everything and all the witnesses, and he said, we're 99.9% you won, which I'll win. But you know what? $250,000, it's like if you have breast cancer, they take off the wrong breast. $250,000, that's it. So eventually we're going to win. And, you know, by the time I share it with my daughter and the lawyer, I mean, it's $75,000 for my wife's life. But when she was, I didn't think she was going to die, but a week later, because I was here, I was going to work for Woody Allen on his new Amazon TV show, and my wife was in such bad shape, I said, I don't think I should go. And she said, well, being here is not going to do any good. I said, you're right, you know.
You can't really help.
She can't really, there's nothing I could do, and I need something to take my mind off. Then she passed away, and I went to New York a week later to work for Woody. And, you know, we were together 30 years, but the Woody Allen thing, it's actually a funny story, the Woody Allen thing was so great that, you know, when I went to New York, I had to go try on my costumes, and it was a 100-block walk to, you know, to, and I walked 100 blocks, and I walked 100 blocks back, and I had this incredible script to work on. It was just one giant scene, and I worked with two different acting coaches, and both of them said to me, this is going to be hard for a real actor. I don't know how you're going to do it.
That's nice.
Well, they've worked with me before, and they know I got ADD, and I can't concentrate. So I worked on this script for a week, and over and over and over and over, and, you know, it was so cathartic to knowing that my wife was gone. But, you know, my daughter was here with a lot of friends, and thank God we had such a great support group of people. And working with Woody was great. So not only is he directing this, and he wrote it, and he's starring in it. That's a lot of pressure, even though he's done this before. So I said, I'm not going to say anything to Woody about this. He doesn't need the aggravation. And I get to the set.
Meaning you weren't going to tell him what was going on in your personal life because you thought he doesn't need to hear
it. Yeah, I mean, okay. He's working. I'm in the middle of this big, big show. And I see Woody. You know, he's got his hands full. He's 78. Not that the age has anything to do with it. But he's directing. The nicest man in the world. But you can see he's got his plate full. So as soon as I see Woody, he goes, thank you for doing this. I said, what are you kidding? Thanks for having me on your show. And he goes, how's everything? I go, fine. He goes, how's your wife? And I said, well, I don't, I'll tell you later. He goes, I know, I've been through that before. I said, no, she died. And I didn't want to say
so
that.
So he had no idea when he asked.
Not when he'd seen her a month before he met her.
Oh,
we went
to
this big dinner in New York, and it was all these comedians. And my wife got the biggest laugh out of Woody with something she said. And she was very proud of herself. But I didn't want to break this to him.
Of course.
You know, but anyway,
you must run into that all the time. How do you deal with that with whoever you're talking to?
Well, you know, a lot of people, you know, I've got so much support from the comedy community. I know you guys plugged it when all these comics did this big benefit to pay off these hospital bills. And I can't tell you how many comics.
Oh, my God. It was unbelievable, the people that turned out for you.
I know. And then, you know, I talked to other comics up in Montreal. I saw Howie Mandel and all these other comics. Bobby, we would have done it. I go, you know, look, what is this, Coachella? We have 10 of the greatest comics in America today. And Leno called me up. Well, I would have done it. For you, it was great. And, you know, the support was tremendous. And Irvine this week, you know, I've been doing stand-up a little bit for the last... She died 4 months ago. It's amazing how fast it goes by. And I've been doing stand-up. And as you guys know, 80% of my act was about my wife.
Yeah.
Well, that was one of the questions we asked, you know, once we got over the shock of your loss. We were like, you know what? What's Bobby going to talk about now?
Yeah, yeah.
You kind of had to rebuild, right?
Yeah. Well, I still talk about her. And, you know, the first thing that went through my head, and it was before my time, but a lot of the listeners won't know, but in 1963, when Kennedy was assassinated, there was a comedian, Vaughn Meter, who had one of the biggest albums. It was like Meet the Beatles. It was about making fun of the First Family. And he sold millions of copies or whatever of this album. And when Kennedy died, they pulled a record. I don't think he sold more than two more copies. And somebody told me he died penniless and broke.
Wow.
And I saw him 5 years ago on Hollywood Boulevard talking to himself like a homeless mental patient. And I go, my wife's death was the Kennedy assassination for me. What am I going to do now?
Right.
So I found a way, and I'm talking about it on stage. And it's you know, I'm still talking about her, but it's like...
Was that difficult to come up with an angle to talk about her on stage?
Well, I went to a grief counselor, the same one that married us, by the way.
Is that right?
Yeah. It's funny how things come full circle. See, there's your joke right there.
You have a grief counselor before you get married.
You know? And, you know, it was difficult, but, you know, just my daughter. You know, my daughter comes over to the house. You guys asked me before if I'm going to sell the house, and I said it's a house that I've lived in for 20 years, and my wife built this house, and it's beautiful, and it reminds me of her, but I don't want to leave it. And my daughter comes to the house. And she's very spiritual. And when she's in the house, she goes, you know, Mommy's still here. You know, you could talk to her if you believe she's still here. And I go, I didn't talk to your mother when she was alive. Why would I talk to her? Now's not a good time to start. So these jokes, you know, I mean,
that's a comedian's way of handling anything.
Yeah.
Right? You sort of have to.
Yeah, well, that's what comics do. You know, I'm sure Patton Oswalt's going to do it too.
Do people think that you're insensitive when you're talking about it because it's really the only way you know how to handle it?
People think that's really Donald Trump that called you earlier. So people still listen to Journey and my Thomas Kincaid paintings. People are insane. You know, I don't mind global warming. The sooner everybody dies, the better. Every time I get on an airplane, I go, if this plane goes down, all these people will die. I'm willing to give up my life so these idiots die. These fat guys in flip-flops with the fat children and, you know, their Journey t-shirts and just die. So, yeah, some people, I can't worry about what people think.
Right.
You know, people still get offended if you use the F-word on stage. People still get offended by... I'm sure you guys get it all the time. You go, I use this word. I said that. You don't mean anything by it. So I can't worry about that. But
yeah, you're just trying to be funny, trying to entertain people. By the way, Bobby Slayton is at the Irvine Improv for 6 big shows starting tomorrow night. So tomorrow night, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, tickets available. Improv.com. Just $20 to see the great Pitbull of comedy. I have to ask you this, Bobby.
Yeah.
Will you date soon, do you think?
Or
are you, as I believe, probably undateable?
I've always been undateable.
But you found that one woman. You were so lucky to find one woman who would marry you. Will you ever find another to go out with?
I don't know. You know what? I'm not going to go out. If I want to get another woman, I'm going to go to the shelter and get a rescue wife. You know,
I'm not sure that's how it works.
Yeah, an older one with no teeth who appreciates her freedom will also be dead in a year or two. So I'm going to go. The rescue wife. Now, you know what? I don't think they have me. I might move to New Orleans because they have them down there, I know, in Louisiana. They have rescue wives. More of the red states.
You should move in with Bean.
Yeah. I don't know that...
I think you and Bean would get along just fine.
That'd be great.
Can you imagine?
That could be worse than being married. Possibly.
That could be worse.
God.
So you're not actively looking to date, but if you meet somebody, I mean, you got to be open to
it. If any rich broads come down... to Irvine this week, or really hot.
There you go.
I like that Rich is ahead of really hot.
But no, I mean, the guy I want the combo plate. No, I'm not looking to date right now. I'm fine. It's me and my dog and my brother and Netflix. I'm really as happy as anybody could be right now. Life goes on.
Well, we are so glad to see you again, and we're so sorry for your loss, but it sounds like you've bounced back as well as could be expected. When's your Amazon Woody Allen series coming out?
It comes out in September. And again, I'm only in one episode. But
still, we're excited for you. Can't wait to see it.
Yeah, it'll be another thing that'll go nowhere for me, but it's okay. It's okay. I always have you guys to come back to.
That's the attitude, Bobby.
And Woody Allen will never, ever ask another person how their wife is. I can tell you that from experience. Like, oh, that went south. Don't ask that question.
Especially me, because I'm never going to have another one. I'm done.
Improv.com. Go see the great Bobby Slayton this weekend. Thanks for coming in, man.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Minutes away from the Bachelor in Paradise report with our friend Ralph Garman and Petros Papadakis. That is coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. First, though, you know the Olympics are going on?
What?
Hit it, Steve.
Now it's time for the Kevin and Bean Olympic Roundup. 5 rings, 1 torch,
two douchebags.
Hey, wait a minute. Kevin, I know you love the Olympic Games.
I do.
One of your favorite things. What are we missing? What have we not heard about?
Well, Michael Phelps is unbelievable.
He
can
won
swim.
21 yeah. golds now and 25 overall medals in his Olympic career.
More than a lot of countries.
Think yeah. about that. Yeah. Think about 25 Olympic medals. Like, wow. It's the highlight of your entire athletic career if you win one Olympic medal. He's won 25 of them.
He beat a guy by 0.04, 0.04 of a second.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same race. Those two guys did the same thing. And yeah. yet he touched that just a little bit quicker and he won the gold.
Michael Phelps scored his 21st gold medal Tuesday night at the 2016 Rio Olympics. Have me speechless. It was an epic rematch when the legendary swimmer competed against his South African rival, Chad Laclo, in a signature race, the men's 200-meter butterfly. Now, Phelps had lost the same race back in 2012 during the London Olympics by 0.05 of a second, a loss that had always bothered him. But now he's got nothing to worry about, winning his 20th gold medal with a time of 1.56.36. 0.04 of a second in front of the second place finisher.
Why do they always play such terrible music behind those reports?
What
is just,
that?
It's horrible.
Can I tell you what's most amazing to me about last night? That report was when he won his 20th gold.
Yes.
A couple of hours later, he swam again for the 21st. Against people who hadn't swum that day. Doesn't it seem like they shouldn't make you swim twice in one night? Doesn't it seem like you're already at a disadvantage?
Yeah, I think he swam twice in like 2 hours.
Yeah, that's
it. Wasn't even the whole night.
Yeah. Right. I'm just saying. I feel like that is you are at a disadvantage, and it just makes the win all the more remarkable.
Well, he needs to stop being so good at so many different events. Then he wouldn't have to swim twice in one day.
That's a good thought.
Yeah.
So back it off.
Right.
Okay. That's a good thought.
Yeah.
I was worried about Simone Biles. Have you heard that name? The U.S. women's gymnast?
Like the greatest, best in the world.
Gymnast of all time.
Greatest gymnast of all time. Best in the world. How do you live up to that hype? I mean, isn't that pretty much 100% if she doesn't get gold, it's a failure.
Absolutely.
And yet she destroyed again.
Final five, Simone Biles, Gabby Douglas, Allie Raisman, Lori Hernandez, and Madison Cochin showed their dominance in every category Tuesday afternoon, walking away with gold medals after winning by more than 8 points. The Russian Federation took silver and China won bronze.
Crazy. She did the best on three or four different events.
The key there is won by 8 points. And again, gymnastics is another sport where you frequently win by a fraction of a point.
Yeah.
They won by 8 points. It was domination.
Total domination.
Now,
the whole time.
Now for some funny stories. Did you guys see the diving pool that turned green?
Yeah.
What's going on with that?
The diving pool turned, the water was literally green. And they tested it and they said, we don't know.
But I don't know what's making it that color.
But it's safe.
I don't know if I believe that.
I don't feel like I would believe that either.
Somebody peed in the pool, right? That's what's going on here.
That's a lot of pee.
Well, I don't think pee isn't turns green. Green. Green?
I'm just trying to figure it out.
Hold on.
Is your pee green?
Great question, Kevin.
I thought everybody's was.
Because we need to know that. I also don't know if you saw the swimmer. He's a Canadian swimmer that also used to swim for USC called Santo Candarelli. Mm-hmm. And he flipped somebody off in the audience mm-hmm. before the race. And everybody's like, why is he flipping somebody off? Mm-hmm. It turns out he was flipping off his dad.
We've all been there.
Right? But it's actually a heartwarming story.
I think around like 8 years old, maybe even younger, my father and I kind of had a sit-down talk, just like, you know what, you have to build your confidence in yourself and say, you know what, F everybody else that you're. He said, you know what, every time you're behind the blocks, give me the finger and I'll give it back to you. It's kind of like a slight reminder of, you know what, you're better than everybody else. You don't need to worry.
How about that? It's so a motivational thing.
I should feel better as frequently as my wife flips me off to know that
she doesn't mean the same thing.
Just that's saying, I love you and you're the best.
I think that's only between Santo and his dad. I don't believe that applies to you.
I see.
And tell me you saw Kazakhstan's Vladislav Yakovlev. Tell me you saw this guy. I don't know what the men's single scull is, but it's rowing.
Okay.
And you remember all the stories about where they're rowing? The water is filled with fecal matter and all kinds of stuff, and it's just the most disgusting thing in the world. This guy set a record for capsizing the quickest ever ever in the Olympics.
Into the poop water.
10 seconds into the race.
Oh, no.
He flipped over. And the announcers who see it go, they're looking at him. They're like, okay, the water is calm. There's no wind.
Yeah, what happened?
There's no waves. There's no reason he should have done it. But he flipped over within 10 seconds into the poo water.
You're seeing the on the left of your picture, Yakovlev, Kazakhstan, has just fallen in. So that is an absolutely incredible thing to happen on. You can see the water. Nothing happening out there.
There's nothing happening out there.
No!
Like, I can understand if I capsized a boat, right. All right?
But this guy's a professional. He's in the Olympics and 10 seconds in, for no reason, flips headfirst into the poo water. So that's your Olympic update.
And that was the Kevin and Bean Olympic Roundup. Did I mention they were douchebags?
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:55.
By the way, quick reminder, tomorrow is Green Day Day. Tomorrow's the day we'll have new Green Day music for you first thing in the morning here on the Kevin and Bean Show, so definitely be here for that. Coming up next, right after 8, Bachelor in Paradise. Petros and Ralph break down this week's episodes of your favorite of all the Bachelor franchise shows. Right, Ralph?
Yes. That will happen. a lot of stuff to talk about, though, because it's over 3 hours of content. This week, each and every week for Bachelor in Paradise.
So do we
and
need to do it twice
about,
a week?
There's about 47 couples
okay.
in any given moment because they're all in shape. Like, one girl have like two boyfriends and it's separate relationships and it's maddening.
So next week, maybe we do a Tuesday and a Wednesday.
You might have to.
All right.
You might have to.
Right.
Certainly we come in handy this week because
keep up.
We still had that. We had to tie up all the Chad loose ends and then you had to get into, you know, Sarah with her one arm. And,
sure.
And this, and you got Amanda, who, what, her and Josh, right? What, stop right? with the tongues. You're
that's
embarrassing
to
yourself.
and the twins, too. There's twins on it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that's coming up right after the top of the hour. First, our time for the Showbiz Beat. Here's Rob.
Hey, I want to give you a heads up. Saturday night at the Improv on Melrose, Kevin Smith and I once again are bringing Hollywood Babylon to stage.
No.
We're going to have a good time on Saturday night. We'd love to have you come out and join us at the Improv right there on Melrose, 10 p.m. We're doing the late show, which means Kevin's going to be so baked. And I might have a cocktail or two. Then you can sit back and watch the fireworks. Go to improv.com. Improv.com is the place you want to go to get your tickets. Thanks so much. This Jack Way. You know Jack Way? Actor model Jack Way?
I don't. I'm unfamiliar with Mr. Way.
Well, get to know him.
Okay.
Get to know him and praise him, all praise be to him.
Open up a blog.
And let's have a bake sale. Because Jack Way is our pal who drove into Kris Jenner's new Rolls Royce last week.
Oh. All right.
And he totaled his own car in the accident. Slammed his Prius into her Rolls Royce and totaled his Prius. Kris Jenner has hired a high-powered attorney to sue him, of course. Here's the problem. He's been a little down on his luck as a model actor. I guess you can just call yourself a model actor without ever actually doing any modeling or acting because he was living in his car at the time.
Oh, wow.
Had no collision insurance, and the accident was his fault. So, bad times for Jack Way. I think Jack's in a world of hurt. He's living in his car. Mm.
But it's a nice car.
Prius, yeah. He cares about the environment.
Did he have homeowners insurance? Maybe they would take care of it.
Maybe they will. Allie, do you feel a special kinship?
A little bit. Yeah. I just looked him up.
Yeah.
Maybe you guys can park near each other.
It does say
maybe he's a neighbor.
He's lawyered up with Larry H. Parker.
Oh!
All right.
Love Larry H.
I didn't realize he was still working.
Larry's still around, sure.
Larry Parker got me $2.1 million, and man, I'm enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
Played the hell out of that guy.
I hope Mr. Way gets that kind of coin and enjoys it just as much.
I used to love those commercials with this particular guy because they could only shoot him from the chest up so that you couldn't tell he was in a wheelchair.
Yeah, you enjoyed that, did you? Did you strike you as very funny?
He would laugh.
Oh, look at that paralytic sucker. How they can't shoot him in an entire frame.
He would laugh for 15 minutes.
I love that. I love
Larry Parker got me $2.1 million, and man, I'm enjoying it.
I love his paralysis.
What I'm
so
saying
much.
Is, I didn't care that he. I mean, I was sad that he
you
was.
You didn't care that he was paralyzed.
No, I was sad.
nothing is going to help you, Bean. Stop talking.
I love that so much. How he was all, oh, I can't move. And they would just shoot his face in the commercial. That was the best. Why are more paraplegics on television for my enjoyment?
What I'm saying is they put the
I can't believe you don't shut up.
Because they tried to make you think this guy was in a fender bender and got $2 million so that you would hire Mr. Parker, when in reality he had some horrific injury.
Yeah, shut up,
and
dude.
That's why he got the cash.
You just loved that.
A little bit like
what
false
in
advertising.
God's holy name are you blathering about?
And you loved that.
I just thought it was interesting.
I wish you could just shut your big yapper.
Interesting advertising, that's all. Back to you.
I'm just saying, why don't you say less?
All right, I got it.
Sad news if you believe in love. Christie Brinkley and John Mellencamp are through. Oh, come on. Right?
I mean, any emotional investment in that
one. You don't care about Christie Brinkley and John Mellencamp?
Not really.
Yeah, apparently there was just too much distance between them. Heavy career demands. Yeah, because you know how demand those two are. Everyone wants them to open up a shopping mall or pick up their dry cleaning. They were unable to maintain the relationship. But they vow, because they are celebrities, to anyone?
Remain friends.
Remain the best of friends, Kevin. Nice. You win.
That is nice.
You win. So, congratulations. Good thing they never get married. Didn't get married. Because they would have to split up all that pink houses money.
I think Mellencamp is working on a Broadway play based around his song.
Sure.
Like, we didn't know that.
And Christie Brinkley, I think we last saw in the last couple of seasons of Parks and Recreation.
I don't know how you keep up with everyone, but it's quite impressive.
Once again, I am amazed at the level of blithering idiocy that issues from your pie hole.
Today's celebrity birthday is Antonio Banderas. He's 56 years old today. He's,
Yes? Are you out?
No, I was going to say he's Machete, but he's not Machete.
He's not Machete.
No.
He's
the,
he's,
he's not, I don't think that's what he was going boots, but for, though.
He's the mariachi. El mariachi.
Very different from Machete.
Really? Very different?
Two
Mexican crime fighters who are badass, kicking ass, and both titles begin with M? Are this they very Machete. Different?
Oh, I thought he was just a mariachi player.
Oh, my God!
I did!
He used to carry a machine gun in his guitar case.
Oh, in a movie?
Yes!
Oh, sure.
You're judging me without knowing anything about it!
There was.
That is true.
That is sort of the way of our show, though.
That's how it works.
Yeah. Michael Bivins of Belle Biv DeVoe and New Edition's 48 years old. You're not going to play it? You're not interested?
Really?
It's driving me out of my mind. That's why it's hard for me to find. Can't get
glad we don't have the hook. Glad we don't have just the hook.
Listen,
oh, hold on. Right. Okay.
That girl is
That's the part I recognize.
So,
yeah, we could trim this down to, I don't know, under 4 minutes. Let's try to tighten that clip up to under 4 minutes next time.
I couldn't
time.
Hear you. What?
Oh, look at this. El Mariachi. That is indeed a movie from 1990.
What do you think? I was making it up?
A little bit.
Hey, Muggs. Let's go ahead and hit the song when he says Belle Biv DeVoe.
That was not Muggs. That was me.
Kevin was just staring at me like I was... Too late.
Not
it was like doing a magic trick for a dog. I was over here talking, and Kevin's just looking at me like, where'd the coin go? He just had no idea.
I do love magic.
Angie Harmon's 44 years old. Josh Gates is 38 years old. Justin Throw is 45. Did I mention that? Kylie Jenner's 19. I'm Ralph Garman. I watch the show this week.
Time for the Bachelor in Paradise update. Hit it, Steve.
Come join us on this beautiful journey as Ralph Garman and Petros Papadakis recap. It's the Bachelor in Paradise. It's so nice, it's full of spice. It's the Bachelor in Paradise. Ralph and Pete make a sacrifice. Come on and join in on the fun, cause all these people are so dumb. So Ralph and Pete, what's the deal? Is there anybody you want to kill? The Bachelor.
Let's say hello to our good friend Petros Papadakis from the Petros Money Radio Show on your Dodger station, AM 570. Hey, P.
Hi, guys. How you doing? Popo's out.
Popo's out of you. Hey, Ralph Garman.
Hey.
Tell us about two nights of Bachelor in Paradise.
There will be each and every week, and not nearly enough, in my opinion.
You want more?
Why don't we need five? Why don't we have five nights a week? How about that, ABC? What else you got going on?
P, you down for five nights a week?
No. Okay. I think this could be an hour show. Really
insane. First of all, we needed 2 hours just to tie up all the loose ends. Your buddy Chad was escorted off the property, P. I know that must have hurt you.
They did the same thing that they did before. They tried to make it like Chad was going to freak out and kill everybody, and he didn't.
No, he threatened to murder people's families, but he didn't really murder any of his families. You're absolutely right.
He just got in the car with a bottom shelf bottle of Johnny Walker Red and drove off into the Mexican night.
Well, not before he came at Chris Harrison. Picking a fight with Chris Harrison, really, I think is the lowest you can stoop, I think, at that stage when you're all juiced up and loaded up as well.
But yeah, I feel the same way. I'm a loaded up, freaked out guy who's always trying to pick a fight with Harrison.
You and Chad, let's face it.
As
I've said before, you do drive the Cadillac. So here's Chad picking his fight with Chris Harrison.
You, Chris Harrison, come at me.
Where are you going?
No, I guess Tijuana.
All right.
On a scale from one to off. Off.
Yeah, on a scale from one to F off, he said.
Okay.
But
how manly are you? How manly are you to pick a fight with Chris Harrison? He can't do any damage with those tiny little hands, even if he hits you. I know, pretty tough to block, Bean. If he's got those little hands, he can slip them in between.
And here's the thing. Chad is the guy who's always saying to everyone else, these people are all fake, and they just want fame, and they don't care about... this, and I'm here for the girl. Everybody wants to be an actor or model. I'm the real thing. I'm a real person. Ha! I say, because when he was in the car going home, we found out the true motivations of our little friend Chad.
I'm just, I'm pissed. I can't ever be the Bachelor now. I can't ever do anything. Like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do after this?
What?
He's bitching that he can't be the Bachelor now.
What?
Because they're throwing him off.
Oh.
Yes. What?
What am I going to do now after this?
Does he think his only job options in life are on that television show?
Well, he obviously wants to be on TV and wants to be The Bachelor. That much we know.
He was on After Paradise last night.
He was. And
but Chad is still sucking from the company boob.
No, but he doesn't want to be famous. He's there for he's real, man.
Yeah.
He's real.
Mm.
Why doesn't he go back to selling luxury real estate in Tulsa, Oklahoma after this? That's what he should be doing.
I saw him in a picture on Instagram with the girl from Vanderpump Rules, Stassi Schroeder. So I'm sure he has the best of intentions.
I'm sure he does. Oh, boy, a bunch of stuff is going on. Poor Sarah, right? Sarah, who is...
She's got one arm, and she's on a show with a bunch of people who have two arms?
That, and Chad did call her a one-armed bitch at one point during the show, which was, I think, less than acceptable. But I feel worse, I think, for Carly because she ended up with Evan. Evan is gross. He is the girly man who was on the previous season of The Bachelorette with JoJo, who was the ED specialist. He runs the penis clinic.
Right.
Right.
Father of three, former preacher, former youth pastor, now ED specialist, and just really creepy.
And super effeminate, right?
If tapioca pudding was a man.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Was a man desperately in need of a haircut, he would be Evan. And Carly is a really nice, down-to-earth. She's been on the show a couple times. She's done Paradise, and she was on The Bachelor. And she ends up with him sort of inadvertently. They go out on a date, and she is in the worst possible scenario because it's one of these dates where Chris Harrison pops up out of nowhere and says, you're going to try to beat a world record. And their world record, because they're in Mexico, is to have the longest, hottest kiss in the Guinness Book of World Records.
That's a thing?
It is, apparently, on The Bachelor, where they make them both eat a habanero pepper, a whole one, in 30 seconds, and then they must kiss for more than a minute and a half without their lips separating.
Oh, what is happening?
It was like Fear Factor meets The Bachelor.
That's weird.
I think I'd love it.
It was awful, but especially for Carly. When they separated after they broke the record, there was a long stream of this gooey habanero
spit. He had a big hole. He had a handful of her ass.
He was grabbing her ass. It was just bad on every level.
Wow.
Evan thinks this makes them now in love. They're a couple.
Oh, is that right?
Carly has a different opinion because something unfortunate happened after their kiss.
A minute and 46 seconds, huh?
41. I got the plaque to prove it.
It was perfect, Jeff.
It was butterflies and explosions.
It's pretty cool.
It's really cool.
It was a nightmare. I was like, I have to throw up.
She threw up. She threw up after their kiss.
She physically threw up.
Wait, a guy misread that situation where he thought they were both into it?
Yeah.
And then he tried to mack her down right after.
Yeah, he was trying to make out with her after she had thrown up.
Oh, no.
She was being attended to by a medical team, by the way. No. They're putting ice in the back of her head and cold compresses. And he's like peeling off the cold compresses and ice bag trying to make out with her.
Oh. What?
It was awful. So Carly, as you can imagine, she's got to break things off.
Evan just doesn't, like, have any swag. He gives me erectile dysfunction, which is crazy because Evan makes people have sex. He's only concentrating on men's boners. He's not concentrating on the lady boner.
Right? Mm. How often is that the case,
well,
ladies?
Well said. Sure.
Yeah.
He's very effeminate and very shy.
And not self-aware at all, P.
No, he does not realize that he makes people's skin crawl. He thinks that everything's going great.
Yeah. On last night's episode, he decided to ask a girl out while she was making out with another dude.
What?
That's
no
how
way.
Little awareness he has.
Well, more there. This is Amanda, baby mom of two.
Yes.
She was connected with Nick,
right.
who is the conqueror of The Bachelorette.
Right.
I mean, this guy's been with more than one woman. In the history of The Bachelorette.
Right.
Like, publicly said they had sex. Mm-hmm. We're talking intercourse, guys.
We got it.
Right.
We understand
what that word means.
With Andy and with Caitlin.
Right. All
right.
Okay, right, Ralph?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, he lost Andy to football idiot, another thirsty quarterback brother, this time less famous quarterback, Aaron Murray's older brother, Josh.
Right.
And now he shows up on the show and takes Nick's girl again. Just takes Amanda right from him. And I've never seen people kiss so much in one day. I didn't kiss that much when I dated a Mormon girl.
Yeah. As Nick says, he's getting a steady diet of Amanda's tongue.
And then Evan thinks it's going to be a great idea.
That's romantic.
To creep up there like Gollum while she's like got her whole head in this guy's mouth. And profess his undying love.
This show's the worst.
Wow.
You guys.
He really is clueless. He has written himself a date card so he can ask her out. He's just taking matters into his own hands.
Wow, that's scary.
Meanwhile, I think they're reaching the bottom of the barrel with who to bring into Bachelor in Paradise. They're running out of people who used to be on other Paradise shows, other Bachelor shows, however, because a guy named Brandon shows up and Chris Harrison doesn't recognize him. That's how bad things have gotten.
Hi, Chris. Chris Harrison.
Pleasure to meet you.
You are?
I'm Brandon.
Brandon.
Yes.
How would I...
Desiree Season.
You were on Desiree Season.
Yep. It wasn't very memorable.
You were 100% on the show.
I was on the show before.
I promise.
I'm
usually pretty good about recognizing people from the show.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sad.
Harrison's a little fuzzy on the details with Brandon. But he's back. And then the twins, last night, one of the twins goes on a date with Brandon.
Oh, this is so stupid.
With Brandon the Mystery Man, who no one really remembers from any
this
previous
incarnation.
This is
why this show should only be an hour.
How dare you, sir? It was the moment we've all been waiting for. What do you want to see twins do if one of the twins is on a date? What do you want to see? Fool the guy by switching.
Yeah.
Swap, absolutely.
Twin swap last night.
Yeah.
Twin swap.
All right.
One of them faked Crohn's disease and ran out.
Wait.
She said she had to go to the bathroom. She ran to the bathroom, and she and her sister swapped clothes and jewelry. And then she comes back out and sits down at the table again.
I love
it.
That's awesome.
I love it.
And Brandon, who said, by the way, early on in the date, oh, I can tell you guys apart, had no idea that they had just done that to him. Come on, P. That's entertainment.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
P, I don't
those
know.
Those twins are deeply annoying, but also frighteningly attractive. You know, it's like those twins embody Brazil itself. It's a great idea from far away, and then when you get in there, a lot of bad things can happen.
And then I was happy to see that Weird Daniel, the Canadian, and Sarah, the one-armed girl, they've sort of found each other. They're two square pegs that fit in each other's round holes.
Oh,
what?
Huh?
I'm not quite sure what that means.
Okay.
But,
did they have to, Ralph, you're just back from vacation. Do they have to have the one-armed girl greasing up her nub in the open?
Yes, P, because it shows she's unembarrassed, she's unafraid, she's out
Why did they put her in a Jeep commercial and make her zip line and do all kinds of rappelling and stuff. Why did they make the one-arm girl do all that
the
stuff?
The producers did put her on the most physically vigorous date ever in the history of Bachelor history. That's true. She was rappelling and ziplining and rock climbing. And
but I'm guessing she did it well.
There was a juggling challenge, which I think was unfair.
She seems like the best girl there, to be honest. Like, if you had to talk, you know, it's going to be hard for her to cut a sandwich. But
oh, my hell.
No, I'm saying she is the best. You know, other than that, she's by far the most down-to-earth normal person.
And she is now being pursued by two men, Daniel, the weird Canadian, and Christian, the handsome, attractive young new meat on the island. But she knows she should like Christian, but she has a soft spot for weirdo Daniel.
Tonight, Daniel is kind of starting to peel back some layers with me, which I appreciate. Makes me feel kind of giddy, and I don't know. It's weird. It's weird, because he's weird and he's odd, but like I really like it, and that feels really weird and new and just weird, like really weird.
It's weird is what it is. I believe it's weird.
Wow, it's weird.
Yeah,
she got a limited vocabulary on that one.
But it's she had a hard time answering the question, because usually all the producers ask her is, so do you think it's because you only got the one arm?
So next week, we will see Evan try to bust in on Josh and Amanda while they're swapping spit and ask her out. And we'll see who Sarah picks for her true love. I hope it's the goofy Canadian, because he's my new favorite person.
Well, you remember Josh, Andy, Josh's ex-fiance, ex-bachelorette, wrote a book.
I'll tell all, yes.
Saying that Josh was like physically and verbally abusive towards her.
Yes, and Evan is going to apparently make that known in next week's episode. And Josh doesn't cotton to that sort of behavior around here.
Wow. It is just heating up, you guys. All right, Bachelor in Paradise. We'll do it again next week. Thanks, P. Thanks, Ralph.
The Bachelor in Paradise.
Kevin, you like to work 2 days a week, 3 days a week, roughly somewhere in that ballpark?
Two-ish.
Two-ish is best for you, right? Yeah. So you missed some stuff that happens on this show.
Right.
But something happened on Monday when you were out that was so interesting to me that I wanted to invite Kevin to be listener Rudy back on when you were here, because I think it's something that you need to hear.
Something you need to hear.
I think Rudy is going to help us with a blind spot that you have in your enjoyment of a certain kind of entertainment. Rudy, welcome back to the Kevin Beach Show, my friend. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
I'm trying to think of what blind spot this might be, because there's a lot.
Thank you so much for agreeing to come back on. You called in on Monday, and you were kind of, if I remember correctly, you were kind of hoping to talk to Kevin about this topic, right?
That's exactly right.
All right. What was going on?
Well, a couple of weeks ago, I went to the Magic Castle up in Hollywood.
Oh, dude, lame.
No, hold on. Hold on, Kevin. All right. Go ahead, Rudy.
Okay. So it was.
Lame.
Come on, Cartman.
It was probably the best time I'd ever.
Let the man talk. Let him talk, Kevin.
All right, go ahead.
It was probably the best time ever. Come on, Kevin. Let me finish it.
Come on, Kevin.
All right, go ahead.
It was probably the best time I'd ever. Okay. Anyway, look. Okay, fine. Let me put it in perspective for Kevin. You love soccer, right, Kevin?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and can you
All
right, let him make his case here, Kevin.
All right,
then
go ahead.
My bad. All right,
go ahead.
Okay, so the rest of us.
All right, go ahead. That's old school, right?
Take the machines away from him, Bear.
My bad. Go ahead.
All right, hold his hands behind his back if you have.
All right, go ahead. All right, so you went to the Magic Castle.
All right, yeah, so the Magic Castle.
And it was terrible.
No, it was great.
Okay.
I felt like I was 8 years old again. It was, I understand that, okay, magic maybe not exist, but these men here, like, their magic tricks are unbelievable. Like, every corner you go to, there's a magician. They're like drug dealers. Everywhere you go, they're like, hey, you want to see a magic trick?
Sounds like that's the worst thing possible. That's
no,
like
it's not, because
that's like walking through a gang neighborhood just with the $100 bill on your forehead. That's not what I want. I don't want a bunch of magicians around me.
What magician hurt you when you were little?
Nobody hurt me.
That's a great question, Rudy. Let's investigate, Kevin. Look, you love entertainment. You love movies. You love concerts. You love sports.
Right,
what is it about magic that you hate so much? You're watching professionals do astonishing things in front of your face that you in a million years would never be able to do or even figure out how they do. Why is that not captivating to you?
All right, here's my ruling on it. I have seen big magicians, like in Vegas.
Sure.
I've seen Penn and Teller.
Yeah.
To me, they're entertaining.
Okay.
Because they're super smart, they make it funny, mm-hmm. and they don't spend the whole time posing.
Right.
I've seen David Copperfield.
Yeah.
Who, I'm not exaggerating when I say, if it's an hour show, he's posing for 59 minutes.
Right.
And he does like three tricks.
And but, that's not exaggerating.
But I don't
you
think
also
so.
Know, like the Magic Castle, they have a whole room. The
I've been to
room.
The Magic Castle.
Then the close-up room where they do the card tricks right in front of you right there. That's fascinating.
Pick
no?
a card, any card.
Not so much.
I mean.
What about Irma the ghost that plays the piano?
So there's a player piano that
is
they say
there a player
is Irma?
Piano, no. Kevin? Or is
there's
Irma playing?
I don't. A ghost that plays the piano.
I don't feel like the ghost playing the piano is going to help your argument. Because I think we can all agree that's sort of lame.
Okay, Kevin, let me say this. David
yes.
Copperfield blows.
Okay, all right, good.
He's not a magician.
So we agree.
He's
okay.
Here, yes. Okay, so there's a gentleman there. His name is Bill Jocelyn. This guy has entertained the Rat Pack, especially Frank Sinatra, and he has this one specific trick that he has four cards, and he keeps flipping the cards over, and they kept changing color. I was telling my buddy Devin, hey, this guy's flipping the cards over, and they kept changing color. How does he do it? And that's somebody that I want you to go see specifically because it's not showmanship. It's
listen to how excited Rudy is
Rudy,
for you.
Hold on. Rudy, you want me to go to Vegas to see a magician? Or just
no.
when I happen
no, no,
to
no.
be there next time, because I'm not making a special trip.
No, go to the Magic Castle in Hollywood.
Magic Castle,
I'll
okay.
I'll even sweeten the deal. I'll give you $100 of my personal money if you go.
Oh,
well, that's ridiculous. We're not going to let you do that.
I will give you $100.
Let him do it, B.
We're not going to let you do that.
Let him do it.
All he's saying is he saw something that blew his mind, Kevin, and he thinks, being a fan of this show and knowing you, that you would also enjoy it. So why not go check it out?
I think here's part of the problem is that there's a certain amount of info out there where you learn how people do card tricks for the most part.
Well, why would you do that? Why don't you like to be surprised?
I do. It's just it seems to be everywhere, and it's not all that impressive. You know, and then Chris Angel came along and he ruined it for everybody.
Stop talking about the Chris Angels of the world.
Well, I'm saying they're the biggest names in magic.
Well, you need to see.
That doesn't make them.
Shut up, Rudy.
Oh, Rudy. You need to see. I have two specific magicians that are phenomenal. Justin Willman and Derek Hughes. They will blow you away. And if you are
will
not.
Will they do that if I'm in my home?
I bet they'd come to your home and do it.
I'm not asking that. I'm asking. I don't really want to go to the Magic Castle.
If I bring either of them to
no,
your home.
No, I don't want a magician in my home.
Kevin, the Magic Castle has alcohol. How about that?
Beautiful bars.
Oh. Go on.
Every floor you go to, there is a bar, and you can get as drunk as you want, and the magic becomes even more real.
Do you know why? Because it's magic.
Oh.
So because it's magic, they offset it with
that was
alcohol.
A good try, Rudy.
All right, listen, Rudy, I think we've done as much as we can with you on the phone.
Yeah.
So we're going to say good day, sir, and thank you for calling and thank you for trying, okay?
No problem. Thank you, guys.
All right. But I do feel like there's somebody out there who can turn Kevin, who can win Kevin.
Why do I need to be turned?
Because
why isn't it okay that I just think it's lame?
It's not okay.
Why, though?
It's not okay.
You can love it. Allie can love it. Rudy
Ralph
can love it.
Loves it. Christine loves
great.
It. Dave loves it.
I'm happy
it. Chip
for all of
it.
You. Hold on. I'm not trying to talk any of you out of it.
That's true.
I'm just saying I don't like it.
But, Kevin, this is
isn't it subjective?
We want you to like it, though.
We want you to
why?
Like it.
Why?
Because.
Why do you care if I like magic?
Why is your
problem? It's not a thing that you care about.
Help us win over Kevin on magic. We want to hear what you've seen, what's blown you away, what's your suggestion on how we can get Kevin to take the blinders off and enjoy one of the great art forms in the world. Help us out with this, with Kevin. Call now, 1-800-520-1067. Tell him he's wrong and tell him why. We'll take your calls next on Cameron. All right, we're trying one more time.
Thank God we're done with that topic.
No,
we're going to move on to the showbiz beat.
What? We got calls ready to go here. For some reason, Kevin has decided, as a category, he's got no time for magic.
I don't.
Right? No time for magic.
You know, maybe it's just the odds of getting a great magician are pretty low because there's so many bad ones.
But isn't that true of rock bands, too? Not everybody's the Foo Fighters.
Right.
Right, but there are some people who are worth going to see who you can go, they are the top of their game. They have perfected this skill, and it is amazing.
Yeah, that's
to watch.
Not most magicians. But most magicians are lame.
But you could find those magicians if you wanted to. And you won't go see any magicians because you think all magic is lame, or almost all magic
I've
is lame.
I've seen
right?
a lot of magic, enough to know that it's, other than Penn and Teller, lame.
All right. Let's see what Valerie's so got. Long. She's on line four. She's in Reseda. 1-800-520-1067.
Why can't I just hate it?
You're not allowed. I mean, we will not allow you to hate it.
I don't understand that.
After we get you hooked on magic, then we're going to try to get you to like the Beatles. That's going to be next.
All right.
All right, Valerie, what do you got for us?
Kevin, you're missing the upside of magic.
The upside.
When it's lame, you can explain to the people around you what just happened, and then they think you're smart. And I know you need all the help you can get.
I don't get that very often. That's
right?
True.
See?
And so then you figure out the trick, and you say, well, duh, here's how we did it. And then people go around saying, oh, my gosh, that guy's so smart.
What this is that up? Valerie's so
your think, chance to be a brainiac. Like.
Yeah. Valerie is setting me up to be an asshole. And then to get beat up by everybody that enjoys the magic and didn't enjoy me saying that.
So, Kevin, did I convince you?
No.
All right. Thank you, Valerie. I appreciate you trying.
Yes.
Let's try Chuck Line 8. He's in Lake Balboa. Is he a magician? Is that what I see here? Chuck, are you a magician?
I am. I am a professional magician by trade.
Do you work? TGI Fridays? Walking up to a table when people are trying to eat?
Changes and bothering the head out of them. Sure, why not? Basically, whatever. You know, kitchens, coffee events, whatever.
Okay, so far I haven't understood a word Chuck said.
Are you from Scotland?
I'm from Ireland.
Ireland.
Okay, my bad. Apologize.
All right, okay. So Chuck, I'm glad you called since you are a magician. Do you run into this a lot where people just categorically, wholesale, just discount your profession because they don't get it or want to know anything about it?
No, Kevin's the only one.
That can't be.
What's he missing? Why? What is great about magic that Kevin's not seeing?
Well, before I go any further, I will vilify one thing. A lot of are annoying as hell. Especially the guys who are posing on stage. Now, I'll give you that.
Okay, so there are a certain amount of magicians who are just effing lame because they do nothing but pose.
Yes.
Right?
Let me stop. That's absolutely.
Okay.
However, what you're missing is the fact that there are brilliant ones out there, and I'm not just patting myself on the back here. There are those who do magic that will blow you away, and the problem is they're overshadowed by people who have gotten television spots are basically overshadowed by people who've gotten saved for whatever reason.
Okay. So there are enough bad ones that I think everybody's bad, but I'm missing the good ones.
You're not seeing the forest or the trees, Kevin.
Yeah. All right. How about the Magic Castle, Chuck? What's your opinion of that as a good spot for Kevin to go to get reintroduced to how great magic is?
If you go to the castle, and I highly endorse you do, I absolutely suggest it. Go to the close-up gallery.
That's what I said.
Close-up magic, my friend.
Okay.
Okay, you're talking about magic that's done right in your hands, right before your eyes.
Right.
The heart type of magic.
All right. Take it easy, Chuck.
See, that's got to impress you, Kevin. If you see close-up magic and you still can't figure it out, that's pretty cool.
Not just that, but look into things like mentalism, mind reading.
Okay, great. This is perfect now. So now you're saying mind reading.
All right, Chuck,
So now we branched off from magic.
You know what?
And you want me to be in the mind reading.
Herma the Ghost mind reads. She knows what song you want to hear, and she can play anything.
Okay. Chuck, I'm glad you called, sir. Thank you very much. Let's do a couple more real fast. Let's make it Lewis and Downey. He's up next, line seven.
So annoyed.
I can't. It's all right if I don't like magic.
It's not all right. Let's hear what Lewis has to say. I think Lewis. He's going to turn you around.
Okay, tell me, how could you not go to a magic show and see the assistants and the way they dance around? It's magical. The way that.
So you're saying don't pay attention to the magic, but look at the hot chicks.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, like, it's like a dog and pony show. I mean, you just.
All right. I don't know that you're helping the cause here, Lewis.
I feel like there are a lot of places you can go to see hot chicks where there's not magic.
Exactly.
And that's those are point. Better.
That's where Lewis loses us. All right. Let's try Donna real quick. Donna's in Glendora Line 2. I believe she used to be with you on being anti-magic, but something turned you around, Donna. What was it?
Yeah, I still hate magic.
Yes!
You have to check out, and he might be the only one you like, but it's worth it. His name's John Dorenbos. He's been on America's Got Talent. He's an NFL football player for the Philadelphia Eagles.
And what does he do? What does he do that's so exceptional?
That's a terrible
he
sell
makes
so
their
far.
Wins disappear.
He's kept him out of the Super Bowl so many years.
What does John, a former NFL player, do that blows you away?
No, he's still a current player, but and I can't even describe it because it's so different than the regular boring magic that you see. You just have to see it with your own eyes.
So you agree with me on all magicians except for this one exception?
Yes. And you can watch him from the comfort of your own home. You don't have to go to the stupid magic castle. But if you do, just drink heavily.
See, okay. That's my point.
All right.
If you have to drink heavily, it's not good.
Donna, thank you for the call. We appreciate that. Final word goes to Laura, who writes in on the Kevin and Bean Twitter account, at Kevin and Bean. Kevin, if you don't believe in magic, how do you explain your career? Hashtag Hall of Fame. Right?
Laura's got jokes.
Right.
I feel like she won. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 8:54.
All this week, we're giving away passes for Disneyland Resort Deluxe Annual Pass or Park Hopper Pass. And this hour, it went to Dennis Ciceros from Hawthorne. Thank you so much for listening. Your chance to win is coming up in minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Also, you can qualify to win again and get all the details at krock.com. Hey, Ralph Kramer.
Hey!
What's going on? What's new? What's happening?
I just want to let people know, Saturday night, what are you doing Saturday night? I'll tell you what you're doing Saturday night.
Coming to Galaxy.
Coming to see me and Kevin Smith.
That's what I meant. That's what I meant.
That's what you meant.
Yeah.
Soccer. I hardly even know her. Hey, bazinga!
Is that the kind of comedy you'll see Saturday night?
Maybe.
Hey, save some of it for the live show, Ralph. Come on.
Hollywood Babylon. Me and Kevin Smith taking the stage after a little break. Oh, it's been too long. I miss my jolly stoner friends. We got to get together and do Hollywood Babylon at the Improv on Melrose Saturday night. Come on out and see us. No. It's really a good time. Everybody who's come, and there's so many Kevin and Bean listeners who come out to the show. We really appreciate it. They all seem to really enjoy themselves. And then
no, you're wrong.
And then afterwards, I hang out in the bar and meet people, and we take photos. And then eventually, at some point, I usually punch somebody. So it's really
wow.
I like it.
It's a jamboree. Is what it is.
Jamboree.
Is that a good thing, jamborees?
I'm not positive.
Nope. Go to improv.com to get your tickets for this Saturday night's Hollywood Babylon.
Nope.com.
Hey, we were talking earlier in the show, Bean brought up this John Mellencamp feller. And, Bean, didn't you say he's doing one of a musical based on his hit songs?
That's my understanding, yes, on Broadway.
This is the thing now. Constantly, they're looking for the next big, what they call jukebox musical, which is you take the catalog of songs of an existing artist, and you stitch them together with some, lame-ass plot points.
Right.
And then, boom, you got yourself a hit. Ever since Mamma Mia, I think, they've been trying to replicate that formula. Jersey Boys did it with Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, their music. A ton of artists have tried it. And the latest one now, apparently, they're working on one for Broadway, The Life and Music of Pat Benatar.
I don't think that's necessary.
Come on! Hell is for children. I want to see that brought to life on stage. I want a bunch of kids in hell. Fake flames coming up, a bunch of kids writhing in pain while devils poke at them with pitchforks.
I don't want to see that.
You don't want to see that?
No.
Anyway, apparently they're working on that. So if you're a fan of hers, on Broadway 2017, Pat Benatar, the musical.
Did you say that we belong in that audience, Ralph?
I am all fired up for this show, and yet you have found a way to make it bad.
Well, hit him
you better
with his
run
best
and
shot.
Get some tickets.
Oh, damn it. Oh, God.
Sorry. You go and then I'll go.
No, I'm done.
Good. File. Move on.
I think this show is invincible. I don't think anyone's going to be able to put a damper on the success of this show. This musical may make promises in the dark to the audience, but I believe it'll fulfill those promises. I'm looking forward to it.
Going deep with the Pat Benatar. Well done.
Well, look, I live for love. Right?
Will you stop it with that?
You are a heartbreaker.
Well, love is a battlefield, and I'm willing to fight the fight. That's all I'm saying.
I think now we're officially out.
You sure? Speaking of music, Ed Sheeran. You know that...
Guilty!
That little ginger gnome, Ed Sheeran.
I love him.
Oh, he's the worst.
Oh, come
on.
What
are you talking about?
He's the worst.
He's got an amazing voice.
Yeah, he's incredible.
He's incredible.
He's incredible.
And a racist and a farter.
He's not any of those things.
That is a fact.
It's not a fact.
And he's friends with Taylor Swift, Kevin.
Well, that doesn't help.
How do you feel about him
now?
That's
a big negative.
He's being sued.
Oh, no.
by Marvin Gaye's family. Boy, they like to sue people.
They sure do.
You know, Let's Get It On?
Let's Get It On.
Remember that song? Sure.
Yeah, what was that noise?
Wow.
Who left the goat in here?
Get that goat out of here.
That was the high part?
Yeah.
Wow.
Who played that or sang it?
It was Allie's voice.
Voice
came out of her mouth. Right?
Wow.
All right, he's getting sued.
Yeah, so the Gaye family says that...
Hey, come on. They have names. How about a little respect?
Stupid.
She's got to paint them with a broad brush. This isn't about their sexuality.
So dumb.
So dumb. What else you got, Ralph?
I'm not done with this story yet.
I know. Move on.
I'm not moving on. They're suing him because they say Ed Sheeran stole... ripped off Let's Get It On for his song Thinking Out Loud.
Huh.
So I say, what don't...
You be the judge.
I forgot we had that.
You might want to test that voice changer next time I go to use it.
That sounded just...
Try it again.
So I'm saying, in this case...
You be the...
That's worse. That's
even worse
than the other one was.
Just turning it down a little.
Well,
I don't know what to do.
Well, don't make it worse. Don't do that. I'm going to play a little Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On. Then we'll play a little Ed Sheeran's Thinking Out Loud. And then I'll give you a little mashup and...
You be the judge.
Wow.
Bad.
I sound like I got one of those boxes up against my trach hole.
I like that you have the trach hole.
All right, here's Marvin Gaye. I've been really trying, baby.
Trying to hold back and feeling for so long. Oh, yeah. Come on. Oh, nothing's better than that.
That's
nothing.
Good, that's good boning music
out there. Kevin, you hate the old songs, but come on.
No, that's a great song.
Right? That's a great song.
Yep.
Here's Ed Sheeran.
Darling, I will be loving you.
No.
I
don't think so either.
But the music in the back?
No.
I mean...
I vote no.
Maybe some of the keys are the same.
Wait, wait for the mashup and then...
You be the judge.
Okay.
Here you go.
Darling, I will...
I think it's just a good mashup together.
They do go well
because
together.
Because they're identical.
Oh, is that why?
Guilty.
Oh, no.
Look. I am the judge.
Wait, I thought you said we were.
Too late.
Look, there's no way Ed Sheeran didn't know and probably love Let's Get It On. There's
right,
no question
so
he
stole
heard
from it.
It.
That's but how much he loved it.
I don't think it sounds like he stole it from him at all.
I
really
say... I
there's only... Aren't there only 12 notes? I mean, you rearrange them the best you can, but there are some things that are going to sound like other things.
I rule in favor of the Gays.
Again, I would be more comfortable if you would name them instead.
Today's,
with that broad brush.
Today's celebrity birthday is Antonio Banderas is 56 years old today. Allie, you getting schooled a little bit about El Mariachi?
What?
El Mariachi.
Yes.
El Mariachi. El Mariachi.
Very popular Antonio Banderas film. I learned earlier today.
In Desperado. He played that character in Desperado. Yeah.
Wait, he played the same character in two movies?
No. It's a long story. Do you really want to make this longer?
A little bit.
Robert Rodriguez.
Sure.
Broke into the Hollywood scene with his small indie low-budget film, El Mariachi. Mm-hmm. That lead character was played by another actor. When Rodriguez went to make it a big-budget sort of remake-slash-sequel, he called it Desperado was the name of the film, and the character, the lead character of El Mariachi was played by Antonio Banderas.
So Antonio Banderas is not in El Mariachi.
He's not in the film, but he plays El Mariachi, the character, in Desperado and the third in the film, and they're making a fourth as well. One of his most famous roles is what I was...
Hey, do you guys know we're still on the air?
Oh, shoot, no. Yeah.
People are still listening.
Oh.
Michael Bivins
nope.
is
oh, they're not,
48. Justin Theroux is 45. Angie Harmon is 44. Josh Gates is 38.
I'm Ralph Garman, and I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 940.
Rob is here. Time for our final look at the showbiz beat here on a Wednesday morning, Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
It is Wednesday.
Wednesday. What are you doing this Saturday? Is the question. Saturday night at the Improv on Melrose. Kevin Smith and I, once again, bringing Hollywood Babylon to the stage.
No.
And we'd love to have everyone come out and join us. You can go to improv.com to see me and Kevin Smith. It's a it's peanut butter and chocolate. It's two great tastes that taste great together. It's drunk and stoned. It's the cuddly bear, Kevin Smith, versus the grizzly bear, Ralph Garman. It's a finely balanced Swiss watch of comedy.
No, thank you.
Oh, Jim Rome is not in.
Wow. Jim's not coming. He's got a big
no
race.
Way.
Got a big race that day.
No.
He's got jungle.
His legs.
Jungle hooves. Whatever his horse's name is going to be.
No! <there.
laughs> You know, I feel bad for the Ghostbusters haters. Because Ghostbusters has come and gone. The all-female reboot of Ghostbusters hit the theaters, and now it's not really a topic of conversation much anymore. And what do they have to hate on? What do they have to say is ruining their lives now that Ghostbusters is gone? Thank you, sir. Yes.
Okay. Usually they do find something else.
Well, I hope they'll pick up on Ocean's 8.
Ocean's 8.
The all-female reboot of Ocean's 11.
Wait, hold on. Why is it? There was 11, and there was right. 12, and then there was 13. Why are we now 8?
Well, it's because women get paid 8 cents to every 11 that men make.
Okay,
I'm not positive that's accurate.
I'm not sure why it's called Ocean's 8. I'm assuming because there's 8 women who are going to be pulling a heist.
I see.
As always, who's in it and who's directing it?
Sandra Bullock apparently will play Danielle Ocean. I don't know who's the. What her name will be, but apparently she's the ocean. She's
okay.
The leader of the crew, and she's putting together 8 wacky ladies to pull off a heist.
I'm sorry, whether it had anything to do with the previous franchise or not, Sandra Bullock leading a heist, I'm in. That sounds great.
You're not helping the hate fan the flames of hate at all.
Well, I don't know why
I think
would.
That's his goal.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She's a great actress, and that sounds like a fun role for her.
So far, this is who's attached to the project. Also, pulling the heist along with Sandy Bullock will be Kate Blanchett.
Wow. Another okay. Oscar winner.
Helena Bonham Carter.
Wow.
Mindy Kaling.
That's a misstep.
Oh, come on.
But what if there's like a buffet they have to get through?
Why would you say that?
I'm just saying, how would she come in handy in a heist?
How would she not?
Well, I don't know.
Lend a little comedic
skills. What are her skills and what are heist skills?
Do you really think any of those other women have heist skills?
That's my concern. How are they going to pull this heist? I don't see this heist going well.
It's not an actual heist.
I believe it is.
I think it's a movie.
I'm pretty sure it's a heist.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure there's a bank or a vault some diamonds that need to be absconded off with.
Okay.
So it sounds like Kevin is willing to trust Mindy Kaling to break into a bank.
I'm fine with that. She's funny to me.
Just added Rihanna.
Oh.
And Anne Hathaway, apparently in negotiations to join Ocean's 8. So, they're going to pull off a heist.
Jim Morrison.
Jim Morrison also.
Wow.
Also going to be in the...
Magic Dick.
Magic Dick will be there. Now, he has skills. He's a magician.
He's
a guy that you want on a heist. You want Magic Dick by your side, I think.
Kid Rock!
Kid Rock? He can lower someone out of a window with his hair, like Rapunzel.
Really?
Yeah, you can come in handy.
Duane from Los Angeles, California.
Duane from Los Angeles, California.
Okay. Well, this movie's getting better and better the more you talk about it.
Steven Soderbergh's going to produce. He, of course, gave us the original
three
Ocean films. No. Olivia Milch is the name of the screenwriter who will be penning the script, so no word on the director yet, I don't believe. Oh, Gary Ross. Gary Ross on board to direct. It's a fine pedigree.
Yeah, I feel like let's see how it is.
But everybody has to hate it because it's all women.
Well, I mean, right. there's a certain amount of people.
Those are the rules.
Yeah.
The internet has to explode with fury, or else what's the point?
Right. What's the point of even having the internet anymore?
Thank
that's
you.
Not what you're using it for.
Aren't they tired from hating all the people that hated Suicide Squad? Aren't those that's kind of the same people?
It's tough to tell.
There is a Venn diagram, I think, that shows a large overlap between
it must be exhausting.
Those two groups. Hey! Stana Katic's back in the news. Oh, love her so much. She's the best. You need to have
she's
her
great.
Back on the show. She was so lovely when she
she's
was
a gooder.
On the show.
She's a gooder.
She, of course, formerly of Castle. So important to that show, they got rid of her and they went, what's the point of doing Castle anymore? We don't need this show anymore. It doesn't need to exist without her. She is going to be on television again on September the 17th. She's got a new TV movie called Sister Cities, based on the play of the same name, about a group of four sisters who get back together again to mourn their mother's passing. All right, doesn't sound like an upbeat project, but I'm just glad to see that she is back on television. And,
What?
Do we need another Bridget Jones?
Yes.
I did not see any of them.
Bridget Jones' Baby is the movie that hits theaters.
Wait, who's the dad?
Well, right? That's the question. Is it Darcy? Colin Firth?
Oh, I hope it is.
Or is it American billionaire Jack Quant?
Who's
played by Patrick Dempsey?
Oh, she wins either way.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there no Hugh Grant anymore?
Oh, no.
He's okay. Long gone.
He's so gone. He went to the Falklands.
Really?
And I don't know, I've never seen
Why did he go to the Falklands?
Because he had an important scientific mission there.
Okay.
They have to save the penguins.
There are penguins in the Falklands?
Renee Zellweger once again returns to play Bridget Jones. But the big story is they just announced a fourth Bridget Jones book. Bridget Jones's Baby, The Diaries, will be published in October. So there's a lot of Bridget Jones news today for those people.
They're really
Greetings
cute.
Greetings for losers.
Right.
Really cute. I enjoyed them.
Who they have this? Who's this girl playing Renee Zellweger in the movie?
It's actually just
I've
Renee
seen
Zellweger.
Photos, and it just
not even close.
Same woman.
Close.
No,
ridiculous.
Same.
At least they could have found a lookalike if they're going to recast.
You think.
It's her.
I would like to see her back.
Not really
role,
a big difference.
Even if she just looked like 25%.
A lot of people
of this woman
talk about it. But
this woman
women
was.
Aren't allowed to age in Hollywood, so it's just something you have to deal with.
Do it age? What's going on there? Some sort of industrial accident.
I hate you so much.
I think something happened.
How come?
There was a grease fire, I think.
Sweet Jesus.
Somebody tried to put her face out.
Oh, serenity now.
With a bag of sand. And,
Stay calm, Allie. Stay calm.
You know we can hear you.
Oh.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Antonio Banderas. He's 56 years old today. Michael Bivins of Belle, Biv, and DeVoe
that
fame.
Girl is
there it is.
Yeah.
Never trust a big boy with a smile. That girl is poison.
Yeah. Bivins, of course, probably best known from the Wall of Fame at the Jamba Juice in Encino.
Sure.
You can find his signed Jamba Juice cup right next to our own Kevin Ryder's, right up there next to Belle, Biv, and DeVoe, because only the biggest stars get to sign their Jamba Juice cup on the Wall
You're
of Fame.
You're practically an honorary member of that band anyway, Kevin.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Kevin played, what was it? Was it Glockenspiel? What did you play on stage with them? I forget. What was your instrument again?
Harmonica.
Harmonica, mm-hmm. Right.
And the triangle.
Justin Theroux, talented actor and wife of Jennifer Aniston, is 45 years old today.
Husband.
Okay. Angie Harmon's 44 years old. TV show host Josh Gates from Sci-Fi Network. He is 39 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. On your drive home today, listen to a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour, a random act of helpfulness from the SoCal helpful Honda dealers. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show, we're going to talk to Dr. Drew, like we do on Thursdays. We're also going to talk to Dr. Mo. It's a doctor-heavy show.
Oh, a lot of doctors.
Ooh. About breaking your penis.
I'm sorry, what happened now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dennis Rodman said he's done it 3 times.
Yeah. You know, he's insane, right?
Yeah.
He is
okay.
Insane.
Just to make sure.
Makes a lot of bad decisions.
Why does Ralph hate America?
I don't hate
That's
America.
Terrible. I do hate America.
Oh, my Lord, and would you people.
Ralph is rooting for anybody but America in the Olympics. That's
not.
What we found out yesterday.
For everyone because they're Ooh. All wonderful.
I hope North Korea wins this event,
they're
he said.
They're all wonderful individual athletes that I have no personal connection to whatsoever.
It's getting more like communism saying we're going to do this and do that.
Guys, a point. Brand new internet roundup and our friend Jimmy Pardo. In studio. That's tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.